Blog Talk Radio.
All that flexing you've been doing ain't gonna get your ass a check.
It's DJ K. Slater, Drama King.
All that fronting you've been doing ain't gonna earn you no respect.
Money can't buy your respect.
Turn the lights down. Pillow talking with them hoes, you ain't even having sex. Keep calm. Cause all that loud shit only show them real niggas you don't really want it. Keep calm. Get money.
30 rounds. AK 100 plus. Better know it's going down. Nigga think twice before running up. That old school, hey, my time machine. Hey. Hypnotize mine's a dynasty. Hey. I've been the hustler, hey. I take the work, hey, and I beat the block, hey, like Rodney King. Hey. Back in the day, hey, I was in the street, hey, and the trippy life, hey, was just a dream. Hey. I was grinding hard, selling everything. Hey. My track was jumping, hey, like bear spray. Water whipping in that whole house. Took enough burn that stove down. I got that work 24/7. Nigga, my shop don't close down. I be hustling till the sun come up. No handouts for none of us. These rap niggas ain't no dope boys. They just put it in they rhymes. Listen close to Juicy J. You might find out how to grind.
All that flexing you've been doing ain't gonna get your ass a check. Keep calm. Get money. All that fronting you've been doing ain't gonna earn you no respect. Keep calm. Get money. Hello talking with them hoes. You ain't even having sex. Keep calm. Cause all that loud shit only show them real niggas you don't really want it. Keep calm, get money.
Bitch, I'm bounced out, you ain't gotta doubt that. All you gotta do is put your money where your mouth at. One of us can leave the deck, we gon' die either way. I'ma push your wig back, first take, season A. I'm from where they need the D, more than they need the A. Wouldn't call it competition, these niggas in the way. Who you know that been this nice longer than this? That's cause I'm cut from a cloth that no longer exists. This different lifestyle, red tops, white towels. When I got the bank, it was hard to put some dice down. All black life, kitchen cook crack life. I don't really know what y'all about, I'm about that life.
All that flexing you've been doing ain't gonna get your ass a check. Keep calm. Get money. All that fronting you've been doing ain't gonna earn you no respect. Keep calm. Get money. Hello talking with them hoes. You ain't even having sex. Keep calm. Cause all that loud shit only show them real niggas you don't really want it. Keep calm. Get money.
I'm going in, I don't need a pen. Every time I sip my cup, it costs me like 10. $100 pusher, take your girl faster than Twister. Only comp I got is when I'm looking in the mirror. Red eyes, I devise the plan from hand to hand. I'm so fresh, I am like a walking mannequin. Rack, got them looking like hammer pants. I can traffic choke about an ambulance. I am who but me, I run the street. Pockets obese, my bitch petite. Talk is cheap, but I won't buy it. Got some good pussy, I'm gonna try it.
All that flexing you've been doing ain't gonna get your ass a check. Keep calm, get money. All that fronting you've been doing ain't gonna earn you no respect. Keep calm, get money. Hello talking with them hoes, you ain't even having sex. Keep calm. Cause all that loud shit only show them real niggas you don't really want it. Keep calm, get money.
Hey yo, it's DJ K. Slater, the Drama King. I'm in the building with the homies. You know how I do it. Global Sound Records, Sonic Ministry Productions presents Good Life from Petey Crack.
Really saying like City said, your dreams be up next. Let me stretch before I flex. Ain't trying to pull nothing while I'm bumming and stunting. Nothing but the best, nothing less. Snap a check, revving up the best. Coming
produced
back
by Force Disciples. Available now on all major digital stores.
Going hammer time up. Two is just a quick. Champagne stains on my jeans, they still clean. Pinky ring, rainbow glitter bling.
Smack a nigga with a mid of Christy Benjamin's. What you really saying? Like Diddy said, nigga, your dreams. We up next, let me stretch before I flex. Ain't tryna pull nothing while I'm bowling and stunting. Nothing but the best, nothing less. Picking up a check, revving up the vet. Coming back from disrespect and sex. One life to live, ain't no second trip. This is it, going hammer time up in this. It's too legit to quit. Condo flows, sports car bars, Melrose hoes, Escobar raw. Me and Gucci shot at the sushi bar, no facade. Feeling really willy, yes, right about now. We the boys, in the poetic words of Nas. I took a glimpse in the time, watch the blimp. Read the world is mine.
Give us the good
Big blue bill, six new wheels. Taking pics with the click, still come through and tell. Two trill, my new girl. Same chick that played in the flick, Kill Bill. Ew, how you like me now? Wipe the mozzie down. Proper flight was overnight, woke up in Nike town. Might be down a ball all fall, falling at the mall. Spent $100 on my sofas, I see balls. It's your boy, back on my crack, man. Shit, I brought some toys. The type that only bosses play when we on a worldwide tour. Attention all girls, if you fly, slide through. Be at the higher round two. No breaking rules, only money making moves. Funny how money can make a rocky situation smooth. Help me escape my own mind, lurking the enemy, representing infinity with presidencies, you know.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, we back in the building once again, bringing you some more heat. Rest in peace to the legendary DJ K-Slay, a.k.a. the Drama King. We lost another legend in the business, all right? Here in New York City, he had a radio show for a number of years on Hot 97, was also on other platforms, broke a lot of artists, a lot of situations, made a lot of waves, a lot of news, you know, put out a lot of music of his own. At the top of the show, we played, quite sure you heard his voice at the top of the show also, one of the joints that he had put out on one of his projects with a number of hot artists was on that track. Jadakiss was on the track. I think 2 Chainz was on that track. So definitely made a serious, serious, heavy mark in this business, and the brother will definitely be missed. Definitely want to send our condolences out to his family and his loved ones. May peace be upon his soul. All right, 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Telephone lines are open. We got a lot of stuff to get into today. Big shout-out to my folks coming in the building early. All right, I see y'all. Going to jump to the telephone lines in just a minute, but we got a lot to talk about today. I'm quite sure y'all see the post. Y'all see the topics. Got a whole slew of things going on out there today that we got to touch on. All right, we talked about the white media, the mainstream media rampage last week. You know, and they definitely not letting up, but when do they ever, right? When do they ever? All right, we got a guest that's going to be coming into the building today also. Looking forward to talking to her. All right, Belle Flame. We got to see how to pronounce that properly when I get her in the building. Is it Belle or Bella Flame? All right, but she's scheduled to be in the building. Got a hot, hot single. All right, that's bumping right now. I'm quite sure that y'all have seen that promotion also on my IG, on my Twitter and such. She's scheduled to be in the building at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then, of course, we have our legendary Go or No segment that's going to be going on also. You know, I'm starting to think that 3 hours ain't enough. You know, some of you, you know, we're definitely going into our third hour today. And I'm really starting to think that sometimes 3 hours, even 3 hours, is not enough. But we're going to have to make it enough today because they're not going to give me 4, all right? So it is what it is. Once again, 563-999-3050. And please don't forget to press that number one button if you want to say something. As my brother, Mr. Roy, would say, if you want to join the conversation, want to let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods, please press that number one button. Now, I see my man Ben Buttons in the building. I see my man KZ in the building. Got an 864 area code. If you want to join the conversation, please press that number one button. Also, Buttons, what's going on with you?
Doing a damn thing, yo. What up with you, yo? Over here trying to perfect my craft, yo. You know what I'm saying, yo? Got all the spare time. I'm not used to this shit, yo. How the hell do I do it?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Just make use of the spare time and, you know, just put your head to the, you know, the head to the books. And what you do is that you sit there with the equipment and you sit there with the manual and you press a button and you look at the book and you press another button and you look at the book and you look at the book and you look at the screen and you see what corresponds to what. And that'll maybe help it go along a little bit quicker because, you know, a lot of us have an aversion to the instruction manual. All right, we have this aversion to the instruction manual. We don't want to look at that shit. We don't want to read it. You know what I'm saying? We don't even know where that shit be at half the time and shit. You know what I'm saying? So take your time.
Like,
the instruction book.
Don't, like, what the fuck? Like, oh, hot
you
damn,
know?
It can approach it somewhere. Like, damn.
But I'm telling you, it'll help. It'll help. All right, it's tedious. You know, you want to, you know, mess around and play with it and just figure it out. But there's certain kind of things you're not going to be able to figure out, even me. I mean, I still be lost with this digital shit. I'd be getting mad. I was mad at my equipment earlier today, but that's a whole nother conversation. But, yeah, we got a lot of things to, you know, we got a lot of things to get into a little bit as we move forward, you know, during the course of the show. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw. I do suspect that he'll be in the building in just a bit. Big shout out to Purple Dread also. Make sure y'all tune into their show on Thursdays, the Brother and Sister Experience. They always have a fantastic lineup of entertainment and information for you. So make sure y'all tune into that. And also my brother Priest Alika is in the building on Monday and Fridays, along with JP3 for the Listening Room Philly on Monday and the Listening Room DC on Fridays. Let me get my man KV in the building right now. KV, what's going on with you?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? It's good to be on the show today, man. What's up, Sincere? How's everybody doing? Buttons, what's cracking, man? Just chilling, man. I'm just chilling, man. I'm just chilling, man. I had a hell of a 420, man. I had a hell of a 420, man. I worked a Dave Chappelle show at the Motor Center here in Portland, Oregon, man.
Now, how much was your ticket to the Dave Chappelle show, if you don't mind me asking? What was tickets going for?
It was like 125 or something. They started off for 125.
Okay. I guess that's kind of average for somebody of Dave Chappelle's stature. Now, was that like nosebleed seats, or was those decent seats for one talk? You know, those like minimum prices, or what
off,
those like decency?
Okay, they started off at like $75, I believe. Okay. And
so
then they went up from there.
All right, so 75,
and then
I guess,
they went
like
up from there.
Okay, so I guess 75 is like general admission or whatever, and you know, I guess they have a certain area of seating for that, and then, you know, you want to move up closer to the stage. Of course, the price is going to go up, you know, accordingly. But I did, you know, there was reports. I don't know how true they are, but I could see it definitely happening. But there was reports that in the wake of the Will Smith fiasco, that the tickets for Chris Rock's show skyrocketed. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's, you know, a number of comedians out there. It's like, shit, he could have came and he could have slapped me if that shit would have made my ticket sales go up and get me some more, you know, attention or some more people coming to, you know, my particular show. I know Dave Chappelle is a very, you know, a poignant and entertaining, you know, comedian. I'd watched his last special. I did get a chance to, you know, watch his last special that, you know, put so many people, you know, into an uproar. And, you know, we did speak about that on some earlier shows. But, I'm quite sure that was a great show.
Sincere. I'm so glad you said that, man. And that leads me to say this. You said you watched his last show that caused the uproar, right? Right? Okay.
Yes,
well, this was his first show since then.
Okay.
This was his first show since then, and he came.
Okay, so he hasn't done a stand up since that special came out.
Oh my! It was a no phone event. I worked with this event staffing company, man, that works a lot of major, major shows. A lot of people don't know that. But it was a no-phone event, so I had to administer the phone packages that had locks on them and have the customers put their phones inside these pouches with a lock on them, okay, and hand them back their phones, their watches, and, you know, all their recording devices, okay? But where I was stationed at, okay, was in the VIP section of the Blazer area on the floor, okay, next to, like, you know, all right, where all it was only going to be like, it was only like 40 or 50 people that came where I was at, okay? Which were like all the Trailblazer executives, the owners, all the players, the coaches, all the family members, man. Put it like this, man. I met and chopped it up with the coach, Chauncey Billups. I kicked it with the dude that booked the show.
Okay, all right. Sound like you was definitely rubbing elbows and doing your network thing, getting your business on, make those next level connections that'll, you know, take you to the next stage or wherever you want to get to. So, you know, definitely, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I'm saying?
It was a no-phone event. I can't say this. Okay. Check this out. I can't say this, okay? I can't say this because it's not a breach of my contract of services now that the show is over. It was such a no-phone event, right, that us as staff members, okay, and, like, the employees, you know, they can have their phones, okay? But Dave Chappelle's personal security, entertainment security team, when we usually brief, we usually have, like, a 10 to 20-minute 25-minute brief, depending on the artist or the event, okay? Now, this brief with Chappelle Security, understand me, was close to damn near government. I just say that.
I feel you on that, you know what I'm saying? I know that he got, you know what I'm saying? I know that he going to have it, you know, he's going to have his security, you know, detail and make sure
they actually,
and make sure that everybody's legitimate before they even come into the,
right,
you know, saying coming, you know, coming to the space. But, you know, saying we could definitely, you know, I'll talk about that as we move forward, excuse me, during the show a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I know that you be involved in a lot of things over there in Oregon, you know, in that Portland, you know what I'm saying? I know that you definitely a mover in that city, you know, if I ever came all the way over there, I would definitely have to, you know, check in with you and, you know, have you give me the tour around the neighborhood. But, you know, we got a lot of music that we got to get into, and I definitely got some new stuff coming from you and your nephew, I believe. We're going to be getting into a little bit, later on in the show. Huh?
I totally forgot about that, man. I'm still loaded from the Dave Chappelle show and the 420 events here that we had in Oregon. But, man, I'm just enjoying the show.
Yeah, my man
still floating. You already know, man. I'm with you, bro.
You know,
my man
still floating on the experience. He's still floating. You know what I'm saying? He's still floating off the experience, y'all. He's still floating off the experience.
We don't get that. Y'all don't understand, man. Our black population is zilch. We don't get none of that hardly, bro. We get nothing cultural. Hardly, man, out here. The last thing that we got, I say, was probably the Herd show, which is about a week before the Dave Chappelle show. And to be honest with you, the artist Herd at the Motor Center, bro, she did 6,000. She sold 6,000 tickets.
Okay, are you saying that's good or bad?
That is, hey, man, that's damn near, that's monumental, man, because our black population is zilch here. We don't get a lot of people. Look, Portland is in between of the Bay Area, L.A., and Seattle. So a lot of artists skip, a lot of hip-hop, R&B artists skip Portland. But for years, rock and roll, folk music, and country has always come here.
I didn't realize that. I figured, you know, for artists like Dave Chappelle, you know, there's a lot of white folks that's going to come out, you know, to see him also. I'm quite sure Dave Chappelle has a large white following also. All right. Let's get ready to jump back into a little bit of music though, KV. And we got a few topics that we gotta get into today. Got a few heavy topics. Your boy Mike Tyson is in the news and a few other things. Dwayne Wade's son is back in the news, y'all. I got a lot to play and I got a lot to say, so let's get ready to get into it. Big shout out to my dude Pete. He's in the building right now, checking out the show. I see you, my dude. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist best friend. All right, big shout out to my dude, Illa G. He was in the building a couple weeks ago, all right, telling some stories, dropping off some new music. This is latest single right here, Fupa.
That shit grew up around rumors, lost sanity and the family of shooters. Died like an enemy or ride like an Uber. Remember your Jesus peace to bring all the Judas. My jam is like Bab Judah, doing drive-bys on a scooter. Millionaire life cruiser, bruiser over your pussies like a Cooper. Five star, five car, five broad tuner. Speech got to reach up a cell phone call. Make you fall like the Berlin Wall, and that's all. I'm the shit like a bathroom stall. My protocol is to bypass all y'all. Executive mode. In many ways, yeah, I still gotta live by the street code. Chase dollar bills while I'm letting the ego. Me and six chicks gonna make it a freak show. So many guns and a lot of that street snow. Young black Fidel Castro. Stripes like a certain cat animal with animal mode. Gotta move on a different road. Never froze cause I'm laying in the scope and it's one eye closed. If I hate to see you win, they don't like that shit. Fuck if they don't like that shit. If I hate to play you close, I'ma like that clip. Yeah, I'ma like that clip. If I hate to see you win, they don't like that shit. Fuck if they don't like that shit. If I hate to play you close, I'ma like that clip. Yeah, I'ma like that clip. One sentence outside is more than you bet. People do drugs just to forget. I'm a drug that you never regret. Stepping up like I'm taking a step. Stepping wrong and you can step into death. From the soul like the words came from under the flesh. Unleashed till I'm under the vest. Stay left, I can see the beads of sweat. Chain dancing on my neck. Architect with a triple effect. Every line made a nickel. Nines a nickel plated. I'm designed like a sickle. It should become missiles. Small ice crystals. Fighting with the right pistols, excellence in the band pencils. Well aware that I'm cocaine, visual scare. Pioneer with the money is fair. So beware like flow is murder or a fair fight. Ghetto with Shakespeare, who never want a spare life. Well aware that I do not care. So be careful, kind when I'm killing careers. Well aware that I do not care. So be careful, kind when I'm killing careers. If I hate to see you win, they don't like that shit. Fuck if they don't like that shit. If I hate to play you close, I'ma like that clip. Yeah, I'ma like that clip. If I hate to see you win, they don't like that shit. Fuck if they don't like that shit. If I hate to play you close, I'ma like that clip. Yeah, I'ma like that clip. What?
Oh, yes, the best in the business, DJ Sincere, holding down the MIC. You just finished listening to the great Illa G on that joint. That's his latest single. That joint was called Fupa. Take us from New York City to the Midwest right now. Big shout out to my dude, DJ Fazell. Big shout out to V Caliber down there in Michigan holding it down. Big shout out to DJ Hard Hitter. This is one of his latest hits right here, alongside of Murphy Lee. And who's this on this? SAG Live. Oh, this joint is crazy right here. Love this joint right here. This is called Kush. Radio, don't be shy. Telephone lines are 3050 is the call-in number. If you're too shy for that social media, you can hit us on that social media. We understand if you're shy, all right, but hit me up. DRTYBSMNT. That Twitter is popping. Let's go.
I'm in a 67 hard top, bumping me. See how hard these bars got. Rappers out here acting like they hard, but they are not. Car lots, jewelry stores, looking like you see before. Why you always post that shit? I be thinking you before. I've been you before. I repeat, I've been you before. From the same house, show you that door that I've been through before. Grammy Awards, platinum plaques and billboards. Y'all concerned with Donald Trump, I'm concerned with real wars. Trying to raise a daughter while it's law and order. Won't pay for no clean water. Spend $1 billion just to slaughter my brown people. And spend some more not to be around people. Yeah.
My first quarter million, about a quarter pound of cushion.
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 Right there. Big shout out to DJ Hard Hitter. Big shout out to Murphy Lee. Big shout out to Sag Live on that joint. We're going to come back right after this and talk about your boy Mike Tyson. I know y'all saw Mike Tyson in the news this week. He had to put those hands on somebody. Oh, man, it was crazy. On the airplane, too. But what Mike Tyson even doing on JetBlue? He's on JetBlue? Well, we're going to talk about when we come back right after this. DJ Sincere in the building. I see my dude, Mr. Raw, in the building. We're going to get him mic'd up in just a minute. Big shout out to my girl, Spicy, all right, for making that anthem. All right, that's the anthem. I was telling y'all, that's the anthem. All right, your boy Mike Tyson is in the news. He's in the news. All right, had a situation on the airplane the other day. Went viral. I'm quite sure that y'all saw it. Now, when I first saw it, I didn't believe it was really real. It seemed like it was kind of a setup. But then at the same time, I was like, well, if this is real, then, you know, I mean, dude deserved it. You know what I'm saying? He was really being a pest. Now, if you saw the video, you know, Mike Tyson's on the airplane. And, you know, I made a joke about JetBlue. Big shout out to JetBlue. Nothing against y'all. I've actually flown on JetBlue a few years back. I had a pretty decent experience. All right, I had a pretty decent experience. But it seemed like where he was at was kind of crowded. Like, was Mike Tyson in coach? Mike Tyson was in coach? He should have been up in first class. I don't even know if JetBlue does the first class thing, but how come he wasn't on Delta or American Airlines or someplace that got the, you know, first class with a curtain and shit, like to keep out the riffraff? That dude was definitely riffraff, all right? He qualified as riffraff. You see a picture of riffraff in the dictionary, that motherfucker be right there looking goofy as hell, all right? That's what riffraff looks like. If you ever wanted to know, that's what riffraff looks like, all right? So he on the plane being a pest, you know, bothering Tyson. You know, celebrities got to deal with what they got to deal with, you know, from the public. You know, you don't never know what state of what mental state somebody might be in, you know, what emotional state somebody might be in, what drug-induced state that somebody might be in. So, you know, you have to deal with this stuff, you know, with, you know, be as gracious as you can. So it appeared to me that he was initially trying to be gracious about, all right, dude, you know what I'm saying, you can fall back, ba-da-dee, and ba-da-da, ba-da-dee, ba-da-da. Now, it looked like that he had a friend, and the friend was across the aisle. So across the aisle, that's why I'm thinking, this is a setup. This is something that they're doing to, you know, try to pop off, or maybe even Tyson's in on it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, so the friend is across the aisle and shit, and he's videoing on the phone, and he's making his commentary while his friend is, you know, acting a fool, you know, Mr. Riffraff. He's doing what Riffraff do. And he's acting a fool. And, you know, then the next thing you know, you see where, you know, Tyson is, you know, giving the guy the pause. He's giving him the pause. You know what I'm saying? He's putting those hands on him. Now, when you see when it goes to that part, all right, when it goes to that part, you know, I kind of had a flashback, and I'm quite sure many of y'all probably had a flashback too. I had one of those, don't you make me come back there, flashback. That shit looked like motherfucker turned around and started doing the don't you make me come back there. You know, and if you of a certain age, certain generation, you know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And that's exactly what that looked like. So the next thing you see, you know, the camera cuts again, and you see dude after, you know, in the aftermath of it all, after he's all, you know, bloodied and shit, you know what I'm saying, all kind of messed up, you know, a little bit. And that's pretty much, you know, that's pretty much like the end, you know, like the end result of it. Now, if it wasn't set up, that's one thing. All right, because the first thing that I was wondering, like, okay, all this went on the plane like that. When the plane landed, I just knew Tyson must have got arrested. Okay, I know he got arrested. All right, whatever happens after he, I know when he got off the plane, they arrested him and they was going to sort it out later. But come to find out, that didn't happen. Wow, okay. So, you know, this is all being reported. TMZ is all over the story, this, that, and the other thing. And, of course, you know, we're talking about the toxic white media. So, of course, there's a particular slant and there's a particular spin. And so, you know, there's been a long-term narrative about the, you know, the angry, the aggressive, you know, the violent black male. And, you know, Tyson, of course, he's a former boxer, which is, you know, like the most violent sport, okay? So, you know, of course, the element of violence, and he's had his situations in the past. He spent some time in jail in the past, you know, situations and such. So, you know, this is, you know, part of that. That builds on that past, that history, that becomes, you know, like overall part of the overall narrative. You know, so they're playing it like, okay, well, he just wilded out on dude, and he just snapped on dude. So you think that, all right, well, you know, that's not really what it looks like once you see the video. It looks like I said, it looked like dude was asking for a problem, and, you know, Tyson gave him a problem. Any problem, you want a problem, let me give you a problem. You know what I mean? So, you know, the way that it was portrayed in the way is to make him seem like, you know, dude, like, you know, white dude was just a victim. Like, usually he's just a victim of Tyson's aggression and his anger, and he's a bully, and, you know, even after all these years, he's still this angry, aggressive, a violent black man, you know, no matter how much weed he smokes and how he's tried to reinvent himself, this is who he ultimately still is. Now, we've come to find out later about dude, whose name I have to give to you guys, but, you know, dude turns out, you know, he wasn't no choir boy. You know, dude has a long, extensive criminal history. Now, this was delayed in coming out, and this is why I talk about, you know, this toxic white media, this mainstream media. Because if that was black guy, all right, and black guy was on the plane and he's bothering, I don't know, fucking, fucking pick a fighter, you know, Klitschko, or I'm trying to pick a white guy, or, you know, one of those MMA fighters. And he's bothering dude on the plane and dude, you know, turns around and puts him in a chokehold, right? And puts him in a chokehold for a couple seconds and makes him sit back down, right? That black dude's criminal history would have been front and center out. They would have been talking about how he got this and he did that and he'd been here and he got, you know, put on detention from reform school, and everything would have been out in the open, out the gate, all right, had that been a black guy who had accosted a white fighter like that. You know, so the spin on it, too, is a problem. The spin on it, too, was a definite problem. Now, if you be in a costume like that, and like another thing, too, all right, these planes do still have, like, flight attendants, right? Like, you didn't see no interruption, no interaction, no nothing. Everybody was just sitting there pretty much, and there was no flight attendant to come by and tell motherfucker, yo, nigga, you need to settle down. Settle down, motherfucker, settle down, settle down. All right, we're going to strap you to the chair. All right, there was, like, none of that. They just let this whole thing, like, you know, carry itself out, which is why, once again, I didn't think that it was really, really a real thing. All right, let me get to these telephone lines right now. Got my dude, Mr. Roy, in the building. I see my dude, H, just stepped into the building. KV's in the building, along with my dude, Ben Buttons. Mr. Roy, what's happening?
You got to tell me, because, you know, the way things are going these days, you don't know what's real from fake. Everything kind of look processed when you see a thing, you know. And from listening, I didn't even know about it till you just said it. But from listening to how, you know, sometimes thinking from the point of view of the of another person, you know, a lot of people feel like Tyson fell off. He's not the guy he used to be. He's been knocked out by a lot of people. So this guy might feel two things. One could be, man, I could take him. Or two could be, let me set him up. Because if he hits me, I still can get a payday. You know, I can get a payday. This is a payday for me. So let me set him off and get a payday. Or let me just come at him. And, you know, everybody else been knocking him out. Let me just knock him out too. You know, showing that he just ain't the same Mike Tyson like he used to be. You know what I'm saying? So you never know. And I'm looking at the pictures. The way the seats look, that's not like normal. I think that is a first class situation because the seats were situated a little differently than it would be if it was coach economy. So this was a little bit of a different situation. I'm not sure because I traveled JetBlue, and that the coaches are still three or four people next to each other. These was like two people across from each other. So it's kind of that. I think that's a first classic because I don't think Mike Tyson, even if he's Mike Tyson, they wouldn't allow him to stay in coach. They would be like, Mr. Tyson, let's put you up to first class. You know what I'm saying? Just to avoid any nonsense. But somebody's always going to try.
That's why I said, I don't know if JetBlue even has a first class or if it's just like, you know, like general seating. So that's why I was like, well, why would Mike Tyson even be in, or like even take a plane that would just put him, you know, not to say that, you know, you want to separate yourself, but yes, you do in a situation like that. So let me go up in the first class so I can be comfortable and not have to deal with what he ended up having to deal with. But let me bring my man H into the conversation. H, what's the word?
Word is good. The word is good. Peace and blessings. And I echo the words of the great Mr. Raw. Nas doesn't fly commercial. Michael Jackson didn't fly commercial. What the hell is Mike Tyson doing on the plane with regular Joe Schmo? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it
but,
didn't make no sense.
You know,
to me. Like,
things
you
happen.
You want JetBlue? You want JetBlue, nigga? I take JetBlue.
That don't make no sense. What do you expect to happen? And then you find a white boy who, you know, they always think, well, I'm white and I say so. So they figure, the minute I heard that, I was like, okay, what type of white boy is he? Because there's no way in hell a black person or a Latino is going to start messing with Iron Mike from Brownsville, Brooklyn's Tyson. I automatically thought, what European persuasion is this? Because it had to be a fight. No doubt about it. But we're living in those times. I mean, it just seems like we're just living in, I don't know. And then, you know, then you got the controversy with WAC 100 and Poppy Campbell, Hassan Campbell. So there's a lot of things going on in the world we live today in social media.
All right. See, some of that social media stuff, all right, and I might address some of that another day. But some of that, because, you know, we got a lot of topics we got to, you know, cover today. There's a lot of stuff on the plate already. And we do have a guest that's going to be coming in about 15 minutes. But some of that social media stuff is just pure distraction. And a lot of it, all right, coming from these dudes is pure feminine energy. And I be looking at these dudes like, what are you really doing? You know what I'm saying? What are you really doing? You know, there's always a case where, you know, people feel like, I mean, you could walk through any block in any neighborhood, right, and you see a number of the same type of stores that's on any commercial boulevard. You know, there'd be a number of barbershops, number of Jamaican, Chinese restaurants, this, that, and the other thing, all right? But, you know, and each one of them is going to do their business independent of the other one. They're all going to coexist on that strip. All right, when it comes to the social media shit and these motherfuckers with these platforms, They seem to not be able to do that. All right? They seem not to be able to do that. It's either me by myself or there's going to be nobody. So I'm going to beef with you. I'm going to cause this controversy. I'm going to try to expose you. I'm going to try to do this to lessen your brand, to bring you. That's that catty shit that bitches do. So that's what I got to say about that. Them niggas be like bugging. All right, they all be bugging. All right, that's what I think. Let me bring Buttons into this. See if I get him back connected. Then I'm gonna get KV and see what his thoughts are. Buttons, did you see that video with Mike Tyson?
I did not. I don't be watching too much of that shit, yo.
Well, it was definitely all over. All right, well, my man Buttons missed it. Mr. Roy just said that he wasn't, you know, aware of it until I mentioned it. So, you know, you got a little bit of, you know, company with that. But it was definitely something interesting to watch, you know, to watch it play out. So if you do happen to, you know, come across it, you know, give it a minute, you know, so you can see what, you know, what we're talking about. Let me see if, you know, KV had a chance to see it. KV, do you have a chance to see that video with Mike Tyson?
Yeah, I seen it, man. I seen it a couple times.
Yeah, what
you
think about
it? I looked at it through a couple different lenses too. You know, I looked at it through a regular person's lens, like, oh shit, Mike just minded his own business forever. Mike showed a lot of restraint. Okay. And I showed my wife, and she said, ooh, ooh, ooh. I said, well, Mike really didn't give it to him. He just kind of stocked him up a little bit. He just stocked him up lightly, okay?
That's
he
what
really
I'm saying.
Could have
was,
out there.
That's what I'm saying. That was like your old dad's back in the day turning around in the car and giving you a smack. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what that was. That was the don't make me come back there. All right, don't make me come back. You turn this car around.
Because if you look at the picture of the white dude afterwards, his nose was still in the right place. Okay.
Right.
He didn't have a large black or blue eye. He didn't have any knots on him. Okay.
He was just a little scratched up. Just a little scratched up.
Yeah, he got a little. And. Deep game. I also looked at it through the eyes of if I was representing Mike Tyson as his law squad, as his law team. Okay? That airlines would be mine. Yeah. The airlines would be mine. I think someone was saying that it didn't look like there were any there was any interaction with any type of airline security.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I mean. Not even security, because you don't really have security per se on the plane, but you do have flight attendants in the frames that we see. All right, what we see, what's been shown in the media, you don't see any flight attendants coming into the scene or coming over to dude while he's accosting Mike Tyson and telling dude, look, you need to stop and sit down, get in your seat, put on your belt. You don't see none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, brother. So it's like, I mean, and then Mike is just clearly sitting there for about maybe 40 seconds just while this guy is taunting him.
Right.
You know, and maybe it was a short flight, okay, and he had to hurry up and catch a red eye or something to get to a certain area. Maybe. You never know the circumstance, okay? So
here's what I understand that was reported, you know, and I think this is kind of ironic in a way. I believe that he was going to a cannabis conference.
Yeah. See?
All right. So I'm quite sure he needed to, you know, smoke some good weed after he got there and settle down after that incident. Shit, I know I would have. All right, nigga. I'm going to need about a pound
now. It's
going to
be on this podcast.
I need about a pound. Yeah, I'm quite sure. Yeah, but that's just one of the things that's going on in the world today, one of the topics we wanted to touch on a bit. And how things are portrayed, not just what happens, but how things that happen and how they're portrayed, you know, in the media, which is the way that most people are going to get this information. Most people are going to, you know, imbibe it briefly, you know what I'm saying, just as a headline or just as a flash across the screen, or they may, you know, see a video that went viral and they just may take it just at that, you know what I'm saying, without giving it any, you know, for its entertainment value, without giving it any further, you know, analysis of its larger implications and consequences within the society, particularly, you know what I'm saying, particularly as it pertains to black folks, because you don't see the same type of, you know, you don't see the same type of portrayal. You know what I'm saying? You don't see the same type of portrayal, so it's different. You know what I'm saying? It's different. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Please press that number one button if you want to say something. Got Mr. Raw in the building. Mr. Raw?
Yeah, so on further investigation, Mike Tyson took a selfie picture with the guy, and it seemed like him and his friend was a little inebriated. He looked drunk because he kept on filming and harassing Tyson, and the guy, Tyson asked him to stop several times, and he kept on doing it. So the dude looked like behind Tyson, like, yo, I'm here with Mike Tyson and this and that. And after he took the selfie with him, he kind of abused and took his kindness for weakness. And that's when he sparked off on him, punched him in the face.
And I also do believe it was reported that dude hit him with a water bottle.
Right. I
so,
see that too.
You know, so there does That's become okay. a point where it becomes not just, you know, I'm being annoyed by you, not just you're harassing me, but now you're assaulting me. You're throwing objects at me and you're assaulting me now. So, you know, once again, going back to the way it was originally reported, you know, it was as if he just started hitting on this dude for no reason. At what point can you defend yourself, particularly as a black man? You know what I'm saying? At what point in the process of being accosted, you know, potentially being assaulted, you know, can you defend yourself and not end up being the one that's being portrayed? And maybe even, you know, from a legal standpoint, you know, because this is happening, it's happened in the past where, you know, people were, you know, being robbed, people coming on their property and attempting to do them, you know, different kind of harm. They defend themselves, and then they end up being the ones, you know, stuck with a legal situation. So, you know, at what point, you know, as a black person, particularly as a black man, do you have a right to say, all right, that's enough. I'm going to have to, you know, smack this dude up and let him know that, you know, time's up. You know what I'm saying? Not time out, nigga, time's up. All right, time's up. I gave you a chance to time out. Now time's up. You know what I'm saying? That's another question for the floor. We got our guest that's going to be coming in the building in just a couple of minutes. All right, let me bring Priest into this conversation. I see him in the building. Big shout out to him. All right, another fantastic host here on Dirty Basement Radio. Check out his show on Mondays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let me get him connected real quick. All right, Priest, what's good with you?
Priest, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Look, bro, I apologize. Peace to the family. I did my whole show last night without my microphone.
What?
I didn't find out till this morning when I was listening to the playback that I was just a DJ last night. Straight DJ. Just DJ. Nobody heard nothing I said.
It was a good thing, Mr. Raw.
Cause I was airing out some dirty laundry for sure, and I knew I wasn't supposed to do it, so I was gonna do it anyway. So I listened to my show this morning, 5 o'clock. I listened to my show. I'm like, they didn't censor my show, so it must have been okay. I listened to the whole show. I started laughing. I'm like, I'm back in the DJ business. Stand over. I'm back in business, bro. So that's what's going on. I'm back, and on the question. I didn't mean to get too far in the question. Look, Mike Tyson, no, he ain't supposed to be taking no selfie with nobody anyway. He got a brand to protect and all like that and like that. Protect your brand is what I'm telling black men. Protect your brand, okay? At no time are people allowed to accost you or touch you or pet your hair or ask you any strange questions because nobody approaches anybody like that in the real world. okay? And at any time you find yourself inebriated, then me, I find myself away from you because you could have an accident on purpose. Because you're drunk. You can always fall over and bust your head all the time. You ain't never seen a drunk fall and bust his head.
Should have wiped me.
And can't remember what happened to him in the morning.
Yeah,
come on,
that's what I'd be saying.
So I'm saying I don't want to be involved in that type of stuff because that type of stuff make it so, like, I walk with my children every day to the playground and stuff, okay, every day. So, and I'm basically the only black guy out there all the time. Okay, I live in a gentrified neighborhood now, so I'm basically the only black guy out here with children. I feel perfectly fine. The reason why I feel perfectly fine because all of the people who look like me already know better. Everybody from the junkie, everybody know better. Now, as far as other people, they'll find out like everybody else found out. How you doing? Good day. All right, fine. That's the end of the conversation. Anytime you put your hand out, you will not get it back. You will not get that back because it's not yours. It came across public domain. It came across public domain. And on Mike Tyson, I never saw the issue, but Mike knows that he has deadly weapon status. He has that on his hands. So anytime he raises his hands and do anything with his hands, he's already on deadly weapon status. So those of us that's on that status know you can't even touch a guy. You have to walk away from that situation based off you have deadly hand status. And
okay,
everybody with that
but
know
now,
that.
Okay, well, now let's take a little look at that in terms of this specific situation. There was nowhere for him to walk to. All right? He's on an airplane. He's in a confined space. All right? He can't get away from – now, if this was – if law enforcement was involved in the situation, they would be using phrases like the threat, right? So he could not escape the threat, all right? He's in this confined area. The threat is being aggressive. The threat will not stop. Gave the threat numerous verbal warnings, right? But
okay,
he wouldn't stop his aggression. Right,
okay,
but he wouldn't stop his aggression. So
now, listen, what happened?
Hold on a second. If this was a law enforcement situation, well, you know, we have a guest that's coming in a couple minutes, so you know, I wanted to get to one more topic, but you know, we got 3 hours. I need 4 hours, please. I need 4 hours. I got to talk to Blog Talk. All right, but now, if this was a law enforcement situation, at that point, you know how it would have ended. All right, go ahead.
It did end. That was the point. See, by the time they got to Mike Tyson on the train, the air marshal's supposed to already been in hand to that. Now, because it was Mike Tyson, there was no air marshal that was going to jump into that at all. So Mike should have used wise mind. Okay, from he saw it was a threat, knocked that motherfucker out, excuse my language, put him in his seat, put the blanket over this nigga. He ain't watched no movie. You ain't watched no movie. Give a nigga a good night, man. Give him a good night, man. One punch and knock him out, man. Let him go to rest, man. Let the rest of the passengers go ahead and the passengers go clap. The passengers go freaking clap because Mike Tyson knocked him out in one punch, which is known to do. Knock him out in one punch, man. Boom, done. Okay? And you ain't got to hit him in the karate artery or nothing like that. Just pluck him in the nose real good. Put him out. Take the lawsuit later. And then you got 257 witnesses that saw that dude trouble you. You talked to him so much. You told him good night. One punch. Put him in his seat. You took care of him. You put a blanket over him. What more could the government and people ask for? What could you ask for?
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah. I guess not. All right.
What else
can
you ask for, though? I'm just saying.
All right, but that's one of the things that's, in the news right now. So I don't know if this will be a continuing story, but I'm definitely going to keep my eye on it to see if it plays out any further. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Please press that number one button. You can hit me up on social media also, at @original_dirtybasement on IG or just Dirty Basement, DRTYBSMNT on Twitter. I got our guest coming up in just a couple of minutes. Dirty Basement Radio. We'll be right back.
Shawty, you a hard for the chick. Grind so hard, make me sweat. Scotchy, you a hard for the chick. Middle finger to a hater, did a flex. Shawty, go hard for the chick. Work her ass so good, she the best. Scotchy, you a hard for the chick. I can see it in the eye, they'll sit. Scotchy, go hard for the chick. Solo be hitting my phone. Hang with the shit that you want. Talking about the shit that you need. You not on my family tree. Shawty, you dead. Then I'm gonna roll on my meds. Then she gonna play with my head. You want the crumbs. I want the loaf of the bread. Shawty, go hard for the chick. Running through the city with the money. Grind all night till the morning. Got your boy stay 100. I was standing tall, no running. I knew boy the big clip gunning. Took me a lick, then I stacked it up. Station throw down, and I stack it up. I'm back on my now I'm acting up. You playing your role, boy, you acting tough. Got your boy trying to get a bankroll. Stack it to the ceiling with a cake fold. Got my own lane, but I didn't bowl. I'm just like Kobe, it's 10 toes. You paving, cake clothes. Yeah, I get all boozy, you a-hole. Pour a little fold with my Fago. My soft gon' drip, need a raincoat. Bust a few just in the alleyway. You did really good what your girl would say. She jingle my bell like a holiday. I crossed her like AI and fall away. I back on my kicker, they capping hard. Some of these niggas is really fraud. Some of these bitches be going hard. I hustle so good, she like, oh my god. Shawty go hard for the chick. Grind so hard, make me sweat. Scotchy go hard for the chick. Middle finger to a hater, did a flex. Shawty go hard for the chick. Work her ass so good, she the bitch. Scotchy go hard for the chick. I can see it in the eye, they'll sit. Gotcha, go hard for the chick. Solo be hitting my phone. Hang with the shit that you want. Talking about the shit that you need. You not on my family tree. Shawty, you dead. Then I'm gonna roll up my meds. Then she gonna play with my head. You want the crumbs. I want the loaf of the bread. Shawty, go hard for the chick. Stack it up right out, double. Beat the block down with the hustle. Grind all night, I bubble. Shawty, you fine. Knockin' down quick, no cuddle. Too many plays, I juggle. Cross that line, it's trouble. Hit you quick, no tussle. My iPhone ringing and flashing. Jill game so fantastic. Work gone like some magic. Whole bunch of thinking with the cap talk. Hashtag go and get the strap, doc. Made a couple plays in the flip-flop. Watch this spin, no TikTok. Gas in the jar, no Ziploc. If you ain't about the bag, you can kick rock. Got you move around, dolo. Burn gas, moving slow-mo. But I'm quicker than you know, though. A name ring with no promo. Own name on my logo. My every move is a photo. She up and down like a yo-yo. She caught feeling, so it's normal. But she do it like a proto. Drop it down to the photo. Booty B, call it jumbo. Get to the money, pronto. Grind hard till it's normal. Shawty go hard for the chick. Grind so hard, make me sweat. Scotchy go hard for the chick. Middle finger to a hater, did a flex. Shawty go hard for the chick. Work her ass so good, she the bitch. Scotchy go hard for the chick. I can see it in the eye, they'll sit.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is your girl, Sharia Miss Sex Appeal, chillin' with DJ Sincere in the original Dirty Basement Studio in New York City.
See, I love it cause I come from it, and I can face the music, and it's a lot of you squares going through it, it's a bunch of you players getting to it, the $1 million talking, and this is how I prove it, see I'm prolific with it, and you can feel it when I really spit it, I'm laced up and ganged up, and God gifted, hated on by most, but loved by many, it still feeds the family with me and feeding my family, see I'm really from the game, and that's why they can't stand me, cause I was born and invented, and now I'm still lasting, still smoking and choking and still gassing, still popping this piece and still smashing, still driving them nuts up in and out the traffic laughing, still in a bitch face smashing, from the gutter to butter making it happen, keeping it cracking, still dropping these classics.
That's the way that the game goes, when you're a player from the West Coast.
Yes sir, how this should be.
That's the way that the game goes, when you're a player from the West Coast.
Rule number one, get it out of bitch. No love for these hoes, that's real shit. I'm hitting corners, counting bands while I blow sticks. Trap on trap, home alone shit. Homie gon' sweat her, I'ma let her. And that's word to that 16th letter. I ain't never dirty Mac, clean pimpin' like that three times white Eldorado with the booty on the back. No deals, baby, I need all of that. Flight after flight, jet lag, money bags. Always working, but it's worth it. Five-star meal designer purses. We grind with purpose, we want, we purchase. No, we don't fuck around with serpents. I just take offering like Sunday service. Reverend Six with the verses, no churches. Amen.
That's the way that the game goes when you're a player from the West Coast.
Yes, sir. That's how this should be.
That's the way that the game goes when you're a player from the West Coast.
I fucked with the OGs, learned from the best. Smoked the cooks with some OGs to the neck. So sporty all my life, I've been fresh. I love life, but a nigga die by respect. I never trust nobody, my mind on the check. I never save hoes, I check a bankroll. You know how it go, money, power, respect. The streets play go, and I ain't tryna be next.
Out the booth, to the boardroom, and back to the booth. Did my next moves, man, my video shoots. Gang news and the interviews and radio shows. Chop a game with the people representing the road. See it's in the air, where it's fair for a player. Ain't no squares here, we getting dope over here. See us in the air, where it's fair for a player. Ain't no squares here, we getting dough over here.
That's the way that the game goes when you're a player from the West Coast.
Yes, sir. That's how this should be.
That's the way that the game goes when you're a player from the West Coast.
Radio, the independent artist best friend. You know how we get it in, bring you the hottest, newest music from the hottest independent artist. That was from our own KV, the Million Dollar Mouthpiece. Brand new music coming from him alongside of his nephew Six, who's in the building right now. You definitely got another one, KV. You got another one. All right. Now, what's the name of that joint?
Actually, that's called The Way, man.
All right.
That's actually called The Way.
All right, that's what it is. I'm definitely vibing to that. You know what I'm saying? I like the vibe on that. You know what I'm saying? I like the groove on that. All right, definitely got one. You got one, brother. We definitely
right
gonna
on,
be rocking
man.
That for you. Yeah, we definitely
that
gonna be rocking that for you here
by,
on Dirty Basin Radio.
I appreciate that, man. That is produced by my good friend, man, legendary producer, man, West Coast producer. His name is Psycho. He just passed about a year and a half ago from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that producer actually is from Portland. And if you are familiar with any of Mac Dre songs and from the West Coast, that's the same producer that produced the Thizzle Dance.
He's the same
producer that produced the Thizzle Dance. As a matter of fact, we are his parents. No, my parents. Legendary producer, man. He's got some, man, just rest in peace, man. I want to bring that out. You know, let people know and show homage and thanks to him, man. That's a good partner of my young life. Died in the car crash.
Not sorry to hear that, brother. Sorry to hear. Well, he definitely, you know what I'm saying, put his stamp on that track right there. So definitely salute to him. May peace be upon his soul. I definitely, you know, salute to you and your nephew also for blessing the track. Now, we've been waiting on our guest. I think I do have her in the building right now. So we're going to get her connected on these airways. All right, let me see if I got that right. Looks like we got the young lady in the building right now. Now, hello, hello. How are you?
What's up?
All right. You sound a little bit distant. Let's see if we can maybe get that connection a little bit better. We definitely want to hear you loud and clear.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you good?
You got me.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it. All right. I guess we're going to have to make do. It's sounding a little bit fuzzy. I don't know if you had got, like an earpiece in or something like that. Sometimes, you know, those wireless earpieces could be a little fuzzy.
Let me see.
You know, but nonetheless, it's definitely a pleasure to have you in the building. Definitely welcome to the Dirty Basement.
Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Oh, a whole lot better. See, now you sound off. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I wanted.
I had them AirPods in my ears.
See, I be knowing. Don't ask me how. I be knowing. It's what I do. All right, now.
Yeah.
Out the gate, I want to make sure that I'm pronouncing your name properly. Can you say your name for me, please?
Yes, my name is Bella.
Okay, it is Bella. All right, I wasn't sure if it
yes.
was Belle or Bella. Okay. All right, well, Bella.
Yeah,
Frank,
it has a little thing behind the E, but, you know, on social media, you can't put that behind that little, you know what I'm saying? But it's Bella. It's
right,
beautiful
right.
in French.
Right, okay. All right, well, you definitely are beautiful. You definitely have some fantastic music. We're going to be getting to that a little bit later on, but please take a minute and, you know, introduce yourself.
Yes, I am the real Bella Flame. I am from Zone 6 ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm a femcee out here doing my thing, man. Y'all can follow me on all social platforms at The Real Bella Flame.
Okay. Now, what brought you to the whole music industry? You know what I'm saying? What got you started? What was your inspiration? Do you come from a musical family? You got a musical background? Did your parents put you in music? Did they put you in the, you know, like the tutu and make you take dance classes? You know, what was it?
So basically, yes, I come from a musically. My mom was into music, but also just dealing with my dad, he was a Marine. And if people know that, you know, dealing with someone who has a parent that's in the military, back in the day, my dad was in Vietnam. So he dealt with a lot. So coming home, like, his mental was just off. And I just had to deal with that, watching him with my mom. So I turned all my badness and, like, my sadness, seeing them going through it, into poetry. And then I turned poetry into music. And then I just been going ever since.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that seems to be, you know, a lot of people start off, writing poetry, and that ends up translating, you know, into, songwriting. So that does seem to be a, you know, common thread with a lot of, songwriters. So, you know, what was your,
yeah.
This question I ask a lot of artists, what was your breakthrough moment as an artist? Like, you know, when did you know that this was going to be more than just a hobby for you?
When I start doing more shows, so, you know, I would think a lot of artists start off with kind of doing showcases. And once I start doing a lot and the feedback that I was getting from people, I did a show in Tennessee once, and I went there and didn't think that them people knew me, and they did. And, like, the reaction that I got from them, like, I was like a real big artist. Like, they had to,
okay.
like, make me go out the back door. And I was like,
oh, wow.
This feel good. Like, this is what I need to be doing.
Uh-huh.
And then I get a lot of females that DM me, and they say that, you know, my vibe and how I am. Because, you know, if you hit me in my DM, I'm going to hit you back. As a, you know, females hit me with advice and questions, and I answer them. I try to do as many as I can. Y'all that I don't get to, I'm sorry. Don't charge it to my heart. But stuff like that really made me be like, oh, I'm doing something. Like, I'm making a difference.
Okay. All right. So what do you think it is, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, separates you from, you know, other artists, you know, like, as an artist that's, you know, entering the marketplace, you know, out of the marketplace, because it's definitely, you know, very cluttered. You know, you have a lot more, you know, female acts than you used to than ever before. So, you know, what do you think it is about yourself that separates you from, you know, everything else that's in the marketplace?
I just think I'm real. Like, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, I'm real and this is not. Like, I'm really to the nitty gritty. Like, I ain't changing up for nothing. Like, if this what I do, this what I do. And I don't try to sugarcoat it. I don't try to change it. I don't try to put no facade on it. Like, this is me. And a lot of women are asked to relate and be like, oh, yeah, I do that. Or, yeah, I don't went through that. Or I don't talk about a dude like that. You know, I'm not out here trying to sell no prostitute music. I don't need no man for his bag. I'm getting my own, you know. So I just kind of just stay in my own lane and stay authentic. And I feel like that's my separation.
Okay. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, if you're just tuning in, we got the real Bella Flame in the building with us. All right, I'm going to throw it over to my co-host, Mr. Roar, right now, and bring him into the conversation. Mr. Roar. Mr. Roar, take it away. Mr. Roar, where'd you go? I look like I lost, Yeah, he might be having a little connection problem, so we're going to see if we can get him back. But let me go to one of my other on-air personalities. I got Priest in the building. He co-hosts a couple of shows here on Dirty Basement Radio. Priest, are you connected with me?
Yeah, I'm connected to you, man. Man, listen, man. Shout out to the artist that you got on right now. You survived being raised with and by a Marine. That's why your shit is real. Okay, I'm a Marine. I took my family through it. I got 15 children. And when I hear you talk, I can't wait to hear your music because I'm going to play it on my show for sure because you got that oomph. That's what we call it in the music business. You got that oomph in your tone. So when you go out there, you go on stage. When you go on stage, I know you bring all of that to the stage. I can feel it. So I'm like, when I get to the music, darling, we going to do that. We going to play that day worldwide. Because, yeah, because artists like you is what do we need. We need that oomph in the music, man. We need to put that real into that. Don't put no little chaser in it. Don't water it down. Give me the 100. Right. Let me see if I want to water it down and whatnot. Take it raw.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I apologize. I'm burning some runs with one of my artists right now, and I heard you talk, and I was like, I made him shut up so I can hear you talk. I was like, that's how you gotta do the thing. That's how you gotta do it. I apologize. How you doing
thank
today?
You so
how
much.
You doing? Thank
I'm
you. You did it. You did it. Look, I made an artist shut up and listen to you talk. Like, yo, if you ain't got that, don't even come to the table. Please go back and practice some more. On everything.
Yeah.
Go ahead, take it away. You brought that to the table. Give me some more. Give me some more of that.
You just gotta know yourself, you feel me? And don't be out here trying to be what everybody else doing. Don't try to follow the fad. You feel me? Just do you. You can have your own journey. Like you can be a rapper. You can come out with your own style. Like you don't have to do what everybody else doing. And it's better to be you. It feel better. Like you know, you ain't losing no sleep at night worried about, oh, I gotta be like this or I gotta do this. Like, nah, just do you.
Right. I'm with that 100%. I love you like that. I can't wait to pump your music. It's about to get played worldwide. Thank you for coming on the Dirty Basement and hanging out with us. I'm sure DJ can see it. I'm not going to steal her. I'm not going to steal the artist. I'm not doing it. But damn, you be bringing the right artist on air, bro. You be getting the right artist.
Okay.
You got to make sure that you follow me so you can see how I turn up. Cause like you said, when I do a show, like I just don't do a show. Like I bring a performance. Like I'm finna put on for the city when I bring through a show.
I'm trying to find you on Instagram right now. If you tell me slow, I'm gonna do it right now while I'm talking to you. Cause now I got my sons coming in from the other studio. They were like, "Who are you talking to? So excited!" It's not my artist. Isn't that my artist, man? But you on speakerphone, it's about to happen. You about to blow all the way up. Remember us over
Thank
here
you.
At Dirty Basement. Remember us over here at Dirty Basement, please.
Oh, yeah, of course. I love all my people that rock with me. You're supposed to come back. That's crazy if you don't.
You say the real, right. What is it, Dallas? What's your Instagram again?
It's The Real. And then it's Bella, B-E-L-L-E, Flame. So it's all one word, The Real Bella Flame.
Gotcha.
And you
I
can
gotcha.
See a
That's...
picture of me. I got my tongue out with a guitar.
Are you playing that guitar at any point in time? Are you playing that at any time?
Yeah, I can play a little bit. I can two-finger that thing a little bit.
All right. That's what I want to hear. I'm out. Thank you. I'm back in my look. I'm back. Yo, thank you. You really pumped me up today. Thank you for doing your thing here.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Daddy.
Gotcha.
All right, Priest. Priest, appreciate you. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
all right. Now, I'm going to hold you to your word, Priest. I'm going to hold you to your word that you're not going to steal this one from me because, you know, I bring him on my show on Saturday. He do it all the time. I do it all the time. He do it all the time. I bring him on my show on Saturday. I turn around Monday, they ain't on his show. I'm like, damn, Priest.
You got to scare me, Sincere. Sincere, you got to scare me.
It's all good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Like
we definitely
share.
Going
to
get
See, he don't like to share. He don't like to share.
No, see, but you got to give it a chance. See, but you got to give it a chance to marinate first. You got to give it a chance to marinate.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? You got to
okay.
give it a chance. Give it a little chance to marinate, and then you know, after a little bit of time, after a little bit of time has passed, then you know, like she said, she'd be more than willing to come back. And then when she comes back, she can go over to your show. You understand?
All right. Yeah.
See, that's how
I understand.
See, that's
I
how
understand.
It works. Okay, you got it. Okay,
okay.
All right.
That's
see.
How it works. I'm
right.
on point.
Okay,
like,
that's
okay,
how it
works. Looking
right.
for my point.
All right.
Looking for my point
okay,
of view.
Now that we got
my
that.
Point of view.
See,
my point of view, real quick.
Right.
Let me get it real quick.
All right.
Real quick.
Did I steal it after
hold
that?
On. Okay,
because
she
can't. All right, Mr. Roy.
Maybe I got to show that. All right,
all right, Mr. Roy, you got to wait your turn, Mr. Roy. You got to wait your turn. You got to wait your turn,
listen.
Mr. Roy.
Hold on.
All right, let me deal with one person at a time, please.
All right.
Mr. Roy, one of you want to try to.
Mr. Roy, tell
you see that, Bella? You see that? See, both of them want to jump on me now.
I see what's going on.
See what happens, Bella. Bella, listen. This is what happens, right? He started cooking a pot of soup. Now, he knows that I'm Rastafari. He knows Mr. Raw is Jamaican. So he knows that we make a big pot of food, and we share it out. Naturally, we just share the pot of food with whoever there. We share the food with everyone. And we get it while it's hot. And we stay
okay.
up for days eating
priest.
Food if it's good. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Do you serve from that pot, or do you let everybody just jump in the pot?
Oh, hell no, man. You know how you do it. You be like, yo, you better get her next week, man. Go ahead. Book her next week. Don't do that tomorrow. And we say, okay, we understand. We're getting with the rules.
Okay.
And, you know,
okay.
Can't nobody put their hand
okay.
in the pot. You get your hand chopped up.
Okay. So you understand my metaphor, right? Okay, so you understand
my
metaphor,
bro.
Right?
We got
to continue your metaphor. You understand my metaphor, right?
I'm right there with you. Hey,
right.
Bella, I'm
you see
not
how
fighting
I do
over
this,
you.
Right? You see how I do this,
I'm
right?
not fighting over you. I'm not fighting over you, but I'm telling you, this brother go out and find the most independent artist that's about this freaking business. And when he finds them, they be top of the line. I kid you not. Every time, this dude is betting $1,000. So he can't help me. Like, I like the artist that he bring on. Y'all be popping. So I'm like, let's go global. He be like, well, let's go global next week. Let's book a flight. And I'm like, all right, okay, cool. I got it. Mr. Raw, your turn. I'm out. Thank you, Bella.
Like, wait a minute now. All right, wait a minute, y'all. All right. I'm going to bring Mr. Raw in since we couldn't bring him in before. But first, before I bring him back. All right, we're going to jump into some of this young lady's music. And then I'm going to let Mr.
Yeah.
Moore expound on, what he wants to speak about. All right? Because I definitely know he wants to be part of this conversation. So, all right, let's get ready to get into one of these songs. I got a couple of songs here. You got a brand new single, but we're going to get to that a little bit later on. All right, but I want to get to this first song right now. You got a song called Freaky. All right, let's get into that one first. Why don't you introduce that song for us? Uh-oh. Okay, did I lose you? Hello, Bella? like I might have lost that connection a bit. We drifted a bit. Bella, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, we're getting ready to jump into one of your songs right now. Got a couple of cuts that you were kind enough to send over. The first one I wanna spin is called Freaky. So can you introduce
Freaky
that song
Tales.
For us, please? Okay, Freaky
yeah.
Tales. All right.
Yeah, so if everybody know the legend Too Short, I just redid it over. He had a song, Cocktail, and I redid that thing and I just made it my Freaky Tale. So let's hear that thing.
All right, let's go.
That nigga short, that nigga like, what? He be like, bitch. I can't say that shit like, y'all. Bella.
These are my tales, my freaky tales. These are my tales that I tell so well. These are my tales, my freaky tales. These are my tales that I tell so well.
I knew this dude named D, so in love with me. Blown out, country nigga from Tennessee. When I went to his house, sat on his couch, didn't make it to the room, started eating me out. I met a guy named Mike, and he rode a bike. Whoa, lead caramel, used to give me that pie. Guy named Paul, all he did was bow. And when I fuck me all night, wake up, hit the mall. Met this dude named David, said I drove him crazy. And every time he had a pussy, he was calling me baby. I met this freak, his name was Tony, he had a little ass. Freddy Lighter made me come, blow his feet on me. He had a New York nigga, try to turn me out. He used to love my ass, and that I'm from the South. First class on flight, 5-star, no lie. First man ever took me on the mile high. Then I met Dirt, he used to smoke that perp. Little sexy red nigga used to make me squirt. I met a guy named Nate, we used to go East State. And all he ever wanted to do was watch me master. Then the sexy reekin', he used to keep me squeakin'. When he talk, that talk used to keep me leakin'. I knew another freak, and his name was Andy. Tall white guy, and he used to call me Ken. Had some strong hands, that came in handy. And can handle this dance, while I called him dead. I knew this guy named Casey, used to stay with Stacy. He could see me, she would let me, then go cook pancakes. Okay, had a guy named Duvall, he was short as little ass niggas, it was selfie loud. Had a guy named Ray, used to call me Bay. And every time he kissed my lips, my pussy would vibrate. Oh yeah, this dude named Corey, sex never was good. Stuck a finger in my booty, shit sent me sore. Last but not least, I won't mention his name. Tall, tatted, fine nigga, D was insane. Used to love that shit, when he on my name. While I coasted on top like I'm riding the plane. Okay, these are my tales. Yo, I be like, these are my tales, my freaky tales. These are my tales that I tell so well. These are my tales, my freaky tales. My tales that I tell so well.
Dirty. Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, aka Grown Folks Radio. Get your kids away from the radio.
Yeah.
I didn't tell y'all this was gonna be clean. Y'all know I play the dirty version of everything. That's like my sickness. All right, you give me a choice. All right, it's the clean version. It's the dirty version. I'm gonna pick the dirty version every time. All right, y'all should know this by now. We got the artist herself in the building with us. Now, I'm going to bring in my dude, Mr. Roar. Where'd Mr. Roar go? All right, man, there we go. All right, Mr. Roar, it's on you.
Y'all ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, you see that's why he laughed. You see why he laughed? I'm about to start some problems because, sorry I missed you first time around. I'm scared of you, girl. I'm scared.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah, but because I was going to tell you I was scared of you before they played the song, but now that
yeah.
you played the song, they need to understand why I'm scared of you. And then I see the video with the tongue.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't get yourself
yeah.
in trouble.
I'm
Don't
not. I'm
trouble.
With all the smoke. I ain't scared.
I love it. I love the first video because you were doing three things that I love. You were holding money.
Yeah.
You were spitting bars. and you were playing pool. That's my three things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my three things. You was playing pool, you was spitting bars, and you was holding that guap. So I respect that, number one. Now, I'm going to ask you, on your way up, before you became the luxurious Bella Flame, who did Bella look up to say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. I like the way this person did it. So this gave me an idea that I can do this same thing and take it to my height and my level. Who was that?
Foxy.
Foxy Brown, that's what you said?
Yeah, Foxy. Foxy Brown.
Okay. I usually ask everybody top five dead or alive, your MC influences. Who do you really
like? So like as a female though, like I always looked at other females and was like, okay, I'm rocking with that. Yeah, I like that. But Foxy did something to me that was just nasty. Like, she would spit her bars and then she'll come back and she'll speak that Jamaican on that thing, and then she'll come back and let you know that, yeah, so I got a bag too. Like, you know, like she was a boss. She was holding her own, like, and I loved it. Like, I feel like now if she came back out, she'll be nasty because she was the shit to me then. Like, if she's still just raw, she just raw and uncut. It ain't
definitely
no new female artist that I, you know, not even like men, I look at them and I just be like, I know I'm a woman, so I can't be on your level as a man, you feel me? I can't walk in your shoes as a man. I could say, yeah, I like his vibe, I like how he make his bag. But as a woman, like, that's just a woman that I looked at, and she was so strong and did her thing. I just hate that, you know, her situation and it had to stop. But, yeah, I was on Foxy.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. The way the world goes down and due to the prosperity of what you're doing, yeah, you can make that connect and pull her out and do a song with Bella Flame and Foxy that might be through the roof. And all you got to do is holler at Mr. Raw. I might produce that for you. You know, those things can work. We'll talk behind the scenes.
Okay.
I'm trying to steal you. But do you get engaged in production at any cost, or you just say, you know, let me stick to the bars and not do what I do?
I'm real versatile, feel me? So if you give me something, then first of all, I got to feel whatever I'm doing. I got to feel it. It don't been tracks that I ain't felt and I kind of still did it. That's just because that's what I do. And I try to make sure, though, that everything I do makes sense. So the production side of it, like, you know, I don't really be tripping. For me, I just be trying to write. Like, you know what I mean? I just be trying to make sure what I'm saying, it makes sense. It ain't no crazy mess. It just got to make sense to me. I can't do no bubblegum rap for y'all.
That's appreciated and well-respected from me, because they'll tell you that's what I'm about. I can't. I got to hear some bars. I got to hear some substance. Now, if you had one chance to collab with one person, that dream collab, who would it be?
Right now?
Yeah.
Ooh. Male or female? Or either or?
Yeah. Yeah, either whatever your heart desires. It's just that dream collab. Like, it doesn't matter even if they're living or not. It's like, if I had a chance to do a collaboration and make that song, it would be with...
So I want to do my Freaky Tales. I want to redo that over with Too Short. Like, that's to me, he the GOAT. Like, he the most nasty talking motherfucker I know. Like,
yeah, he...
And I love it. So I would love to redo my because I got the song from him. So as a male, him, and female right now, if I could do a collab with a female, I would probably say that I would want to collab with, I fuck with Pink Heavy. That's kind of off balance with some of y'all, but Pink, you feel me? She a pop star.
Not for me. Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I like Pink. So I think we'll make a stupid song together. Like, yeah.
Nice. I like that. You know what? That's that's a far-fetched assumption for somebody that listens to your music off top. So I like that because that's a reach, and it shows your vulnerability, and it shows how you want to, you know, there's no limit. So it's not like, you know, some people will be like Pink. Nah, Pink is a great artist, you know, and I definitely, that would be something that looking forward to that. So I'm looking forward to seeing where your career goes. I'm listening. I'm going to join you on all social medias. You'll see me, Mr. Raw, R-A-A-W,
okay,
for you. You know, we can link and talk, and you know what, don't be a stranger to the Dirty Basement. Appreciate you. I'm checking your videos out as we speak. You're really good on the eyes. Ain't nothing wrong with you, baby. You're nice on the eyes. You got some pretty eyes. You know, I just had to tell you that. That's just me. And then, you know,
thank
the freaky tails with the tongue out. You know, I got to tell Sincere, you got to check out that. She got that tongue out there, Sincere. That's a little intimidating.
Man, listen, man. Believe me, I know. Got to remember, I did the promo video. See, once again, see, y'all know about it because of me. So believe me, I know. I'm like, woo.
I love a woman that owns her sexuality. You know, and no matter how the frame comes, as long as you own it and you are be able to just live in it, and I respect that. So just keep creating good music. I appreciate you. You know, definitely I'm going to pass you back to DJ Sincere, and I'm still listening to more of that music, girl. Salute.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. No doubt. Thank you, Mr. Roy. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. And all that you do. All right. Telephone lines open, 563-999-3050. We got our guest, Bella Flame, in the building for a little while longer. All right, I got a couple of more folks. I'm quite sure they want to say hello. I got my man KV in the building. I got JP3 in the building. We're going to get JP connected in just a second. Let me see if I can get KV in the building, back in the building. KV, you still with me?
Oh, yeah. What's up, man? I sure am just sitting up here watching the game. Fourth quarter. You know, I'm on the West Coast, so it's West Coast time over here. But, yeah, that
okay, no doubt.
Song is dope.
Okay.
That song is dope. This is a nice artist that you have on. I've never heard of her. You know, has that song had shit? You talking about you talking about trying to get that song to Too Short? That's nothing. I'm on the West Coast. I got a nephew that got a song he produced called Viral with S. Loyal featuring Too Short artists called Viral. Shit.
Oh, dope.
I put the marijuana events on for the West Coast Hip Hop Awards the last three and a half. Six, 7 years up until what? 19. For real. That's nothing. Has anybody on the West Coast, has any radio stations on that, on this West Coast got that song?
Nope. You'll be the first person. I've been trying to get to the West Coast, so you'll be the first.
You need to get that song. If I was you, I would have your management team contact Too Short's management team and start off like that. And just paying some homage and, you know, man. But that's a dope track. Coming from the South, you know, where are you from? Tennessee? Is that what you said? No, Georgia, right?
No, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah.
Georgia, right? But yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he got a lot of shit. He got partners down there, Lil Wayne and, you know, Lil Jon. And I mean, you got a track that, out here on this, I don't know how many other people from the West Coast have heard this song, but you need to get this to the West Coast somehow, some way. I don't know, and I'm pretty sure Sincere can help you with that. But that motherfucker's a joint. I'm in Portland, Oregon, which is 2 hours away from Seattle, 10 hours away from Oakland, California, San Francisco, and 16 hours away from L.A. I'm up and down this West Coast and through Vegas all the time. Wow, that's a nice track. And I'm pretty sure if his camp heard that and your camp put together a package or something like that, he'll probably sign off on that motherfucker and endorse it. If the money right. I know that for a fact.
All right. Well, ain't no reason why. I'm saying, especially you know, especially in today's market where everybody is really kind of reachable. You know, it's not like when we were coming up where, you know, music artists and, you know, so-called stars and celebrities were really kind of unreachable. It's almost like they were aliens on, like, another realm and stuff. Now, because of, you know, social media and just because of the way the marketplace is, everybody is basically reachable, you know, through social media. You know what I mean? And, you know, the way that, you know, and the way that record sales, well, there really are no record sales per se, but the way that the sales situation is with the streaming and how, you know, those payouts are, artists are looking to make any kind of, you know, side bread that they can from any kind of situation because those streams are paying, you know, like a hundredth of a penny and nobody's, you know, nobody's really selling like they used to. So it's definitely a lot more difficult for like a lot of artists to make the money that they were accustomed to making, you know, back in like the 90s and maybe like the early 2000s. You know what I mean? You know, talking about a couple of things right now with our guest Bella Flames. I got my dude JP3 is in the building. Let me get him connected also and let him say hello. JP?
How you doing, Bella?
How you doing, King?
All right. Peace to all the brothers on the line, too. Where do you see yourself going musically, like, within the next 3 years? What are your goals as far as your music career, production? I like the track. I know it's not, that's not like what the young, I don't even say young, like you old or something, but that's not what the newer hip hoppers are doing. Like Too Short's kind of on the, like, I don't know, 90s, 2000s. But what are your goals? Like, do you do the style like they're doing now? Some people call it mumble rap. Are you going to stick to, like, the vibe you're on now? Or are you trying to get into singing? You know what I mean? Like, are you versatile like that? What are your goals?
So, first off, my goal is to be worldwide, like, not to be stagnant, first of all. Second of all, no mumble rap for me, not at all. Like, I gotta stay authentic. Like, so everything that I do is gotta be official. Like, it gotta make sense. No shade to nobody who rap like that, but that's just not for me. Like, I like to hear bars. I like to spit bars. And so that's what I'm staying on.
All right, JP, did you have a follow-up?
Yeah, no, that's something. You're a straight rapper. You don't do any hook singing or nothing like that. You just straight rap or straight bars?
Oh, no, I do. I got some songs where I'm doing a little singing, you know. I don't sing a lot, but I got some songs where I'm doing a little singing.
Have you looked into porn soundtracks?
No, but somebody else just told me that recently. Somebody else has told me about that.
Yeah, that song, and believe it or not, your song is actually kind of clean compared to some of the old school. I heard some shit recently that just blew my mind, and that shit was from like the early 1900s. So hearing your song, it wasn't even close to what they were doing back then as far as getting graphic with it. But when I was hearing it, I said, oh, that's a porn soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
We know that's one of the biggest industries on the planet. So, I mean, aside from getting your song Too Short, you know what I mean? You need to look into pornography soundtracks. I ain't trying to be funny either.
Nah. I love that because I love all the sexual shit. Like, that's what people are scared of. Like, when I do my music, people be like, you nasty. Nah, I ain't nasty. This is life. You do this shit behind the closed door, so talk about it.
Exactly. So I was like, I wonder if she gets into the strip club with that music too. Because I mean, that's what it,
oh, yeah,
that's
I
what
do.
It is. Like, I mean, that's what, you know, down in Atlanta and all that. I'm like, oh, she's right in the middle of all that shit. You might as well sell. It is what it is. It is what it is. Sell that shit. Because for real, I'm sure your 3 year goal is to get paid too.
Right. Of course. That's why I said be worldwide. Like, I want to be everywhere with my music, not just here.
Absolutely, yeah. That's cool, and that's all I wanted to say. But that's really what I was thinking of. I ain't want to just come out with that porn talk and shit. But that's really what I was thinking. I was like, oh, she needs to go into that industry with that music. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it is what it is. Good luck with everything, and I'm gonna definitely check out your music.
Thank you, King. Thank you so much. Make sure you follow me, and I'm going to follow back.
Definitely.
All right, all right. Big shout out to JP3. All right, he co-hosts along with Priest, all right, on Dirty Basement Radio on Mondays and Fridays, too, sometimes. All right, so check them out in the Listening Room Philly on Monday and the Listening Room DC on Fridays at 6 p.m. right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Now, we definitely get it. Now, we got her current single, so we definitely got to get to that. So if you folks liked the last song that you heard, if you like the Freaky Tales song, if you like the, you know, the Too Short remake, then y'all definitely going to love this. Y'all going to love this. So we got that. We got that coming up in just a minute. We got the Real Bella Flames with us for just a few more minutes. All right, so if you want to get out of it, now is definitely definitely the time. It's definitely been a pleasure to have you in the building and speaking with you. We love your energy. All right, we love how you come across. We love, you know, a lot of, you know, the things that you have to say today, and we're definitely looking forward to having a continuing relationship with you. Big shout out to the good folks over at, yeah, no doubt. All right, big shout out to the good folks over at X Squad DJs. All right, big shout out to DeMille. All right, helping me out with this one. All right, making this situation possible. All right, definitely appreciate it, my dude. All right, now we got this. Single right now. All right, now this will answer the question that JP asked a little bit earlier. You know, whether you have, you know, whether you're bouncing on that current sound. All right, I think this will. You know, I think this will answer that question and, you know, put any doubt to rest, you know, how you, you know, are versatile, definitely versatile as an artist. So why don't you talk about this song a little bit, you know, how this song came about, who did the production on it, you know, et cetera.
Which one you playing, Lil Biz?
Yes, ma'am.
So Lil Biz, you know, of course, every woman out here, say they're a boss or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And if you, a salute to you. This song was really, I made it for myself, but then I also made it in the thoughts of women that's out here getting their money to the grind and ain't worried about nobody and worried about what nobody's saying. The production on it is Max Payne, Shawty, King 808 guy. You can follow that man. He's dope. And I just heard it, and he was like, ain't nobody been able to do nothing on this track, though. And I was like, man, let me feel this real quick. So, yeah, that's how it was.
Okay, no doubt. Well, I guess that track must have been sitting there waiting for you to come along. All right, that's why it was just straight like that. Just like an easy marriage, you know, once you came into the building, say, yep, I'm the one, so let's go. All right, we're getting ready to get into that track right now. Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere in the building. Got Mr. Roar in the building. Priest is in the building. A few of my other folks, definitely appreciate the support. And, of course, we have our guest, the real, all right, Bella Flame is in the building with us, getting ready to get into this brand-new single right now. All right, the independent artist's best friend, you know how we do it here, bringing you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. And y'all remember where you heard this first, Bella Flame, Little Bit, let's go.
For you disrespect me, please don't disrespect me. Fuck you, please don't test me. Watch your mouth, Little Bit. Gone look big, go pop your shit. They mad cause you on your shit. Got your own bag, everything legit. Let them keep talking that make you lit, little bitch. Little bitch. Little mama, she bad, she been a pro. Stacking her paper, she stay on go. Never worry about a ho. Talk a big shit, she'll meet you at dope. Keep her business to herself. Staying on the ground, she don't need no help. By herself, no judge, no jury. She said she her bitch, they blue. Own car and own house. Little what's about and not what she bout. In her DM, she not checking, laughing at you. If you flexing, if you want her, come correct. She not with the disrespect. Natural beauty, natural booty. This her life and how she move. Hit the gym, if she want it. Don't matter, they still want it. Smelling sweet, and she soft. Hair look good, lips ain't glossy. Rough nigga shit not on her mind. Just make sure your shit in line. Bust it open if you want it. Everybody ain't deserving. They
Make your money, don't let it make you. Do what you wanna do. Competition, you don't see none. Grab hello, so you see Pisces keep Beretta in her bag. Gun permit on deck, don't act. But she looking for no trouble. Cool and sexy and real humble. Gone look big, go pop your shit. They mad cause you on your shit. Got your own bag, everything legit. Let them keep talking and make you lit. Gone look big, go pop your shit. They mad cause you on your shit. Got your own bag, everything legit. Let them keep talking and make you lit, little bitch.
Dougie Fresh Radio, definitely undeniable, straight fire, nothing but flames on that. Got the artist herself in the building, Bella Flame is in the building, that was Little Ben. Remember where you heard that, fire, all right, facts,
you
all right,
straight.
Facts,
yeah,
all right, that joint is definitely an undeniable joint right there, all right, I hear my man KV in the back, is talking about it, All right, that's what it is. All right, Bella, thank you. Thank you so much. That's definitely a hot joint right there. We know that's going to be bouncing all through the spring and the summer. All right, that joint is definitely an undeniable smash. So we definitely on it right here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, we're going to put some of our other folks on it, too, and make sure that they know what's going on. So, you know, is there, you know, anything else that you would like to say before we let you go?
Me? I'm like ecstatic. Like, I'm so happy and thankful that all y'all kids like my music. Y'all rocking with it. I'm happy that I got some stuff that do bring out the realness. And that, you know, I hope y'all listeners like it, which I'm sure they will. Y'all love me. Everybody, please follow me. I'm such a sweetheart with a nasty-ass motherfucking mouth, though. But I got all type of flavors. Remember that. I can go New York.
Right.
I can go to the West. I can go deep country south. Like, y'all just got to – my mixtape is out right now, Memoirs of a Georgia Peach. And
okay.
It's out on all social platforms. So go get that thing. I got all type of stuff on there.
All right, now, is this song also on the mixtape?
Lil Bit is a new song. It's not on the mixtape now, but it will be out next Friday. I do have the release date. It's going to be out next Friday.
All right. So once again, Dirty Basement Radio, we got it early. All right, not even out in your digital stores right now. See, the artists be loving me. See, they be loving me. They be giving their music early. All right, and sometimes, it doesn't even make the project, so that makes it super exclusive. So once again, we want to thank Bella Flame for coming through and hanging out with us and having a real good conversation with us and blessing us with this fantastic music. And, you know, to echo what Mr. Ross said, definitely don't be a stranger here. You know, anytime that you want to, you know, come through and sit in with us and, you know, catch up with us and let us know what's going on in your world, you're definitely welcome to do so.
Yes. Thank you so much, King. Thank you. I thank all y'all.
Well, Queen, thank you. All right, thank you. We definitely appreciate your time today coming through and spending so much of your time with us today. So, you know, quite sure
and
that
I'm
you got to get ready to get
doing
on that.
My interview. That's crazy. Like, my people, he passed away. So I'm actually at a candle vigil today for Archie Eversoll, the young man that sung Re Ready. So
yes,
that's just
yes.
Show I'm working.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely, you know what I'm saying? So all the people that's at the vigil, with you, all right, you know, salute to them, all right, to the person that y'all are, you know, spending some time to remember, you know, may peace be upon his soul, you know, another young man, another, you know, another artist that, you know, left us way too soon. So definitely, you know, condolences to his family and to you also, you know, to you also. So once again,
thank
you know,
you.
Thank you so yeah, so much for coming through and hanging out with us. And let's bring that song back one more time, you know, before we let you go. All right, our guest,
yeah.
Bella Flame. Yeah, this that heat right here. Y'all definitely get on it. All right, it's going to be available
little
in all
bit.
Your digital stores. Huh? I'm sorry?
Little bit.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It's going to be available in all your stores next week. So y'all go get that. Bella, you take care, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, King.
So yes. Peace.
For you disrespect me, please don't disrespect me. Fuck you, please don't test me. Watch your mouth, watch your mouth, little bitch. Little bitch. Gone, little bitch, go pop your shit. They mad cause you on your shit. Got your own bag, everything legit. Let them keep talking, that make you lit, little bitch. Little bitch. Little mama, she bad, she been a pro. Second her paper, she stay on go. Never worry about a hoe. Talk a bitch, she'll meet you at the door. Keep her business to herself. Staying on the ground, she don't need no help. By herself, no judge, no jury. She said she her bitch, they blew. Own car and own house. Little what's about it, not what she bout. In her DM, she not checking, laughing at you. If you flexing, if you want her, come correct. She not with the disrespect. Natural beauty, natural booty. This her life and how she move. Hit the gym, miss she won't. Don't matter, they still won't. Smelling sweet, and she soft. Hella good, lips ain't glossy. Rough nigga shit not on her mind. Just make sure your shit in line. Bust it open if you want it. Everybody ain't deserving. Make your money, don't let it make you do what you wanna do. Competition, you don't see none. Grab low, so you see Pythons keep Beretta in her bag. Gun permit on deck, don't act. But she looking for no trouble. Cool and sexy and real humble. Pop your shit. They mad cause you on your shit. Got your own bag, everything legit. Let them keep talking that make you lit. Gone look big, go pop your shit. They mad cause you on your shit. Got your own bag, everything legit. Let them keep talking that make you lit, little bitch. Little bitch. Eastside with that booty do. And then my nose out with that booty, too. Yeah. What?
Dirty. Yeah, definitely a banger right there. Once again, big shout out to our guest, Bella Flame. She just left the building. I had a real good conversation with her. If you missed any part of the interview, make sure you go back and check the archives after this show is complete. All right, as you see, we're getting ready to stretch into our third hour. Got a few more things that I definitely got on my mind that I got to talk about. And we got to try to squeeze in the going no. All right, which is why I'm telling you, I got to talk to Blog Talk. I got to talk to Blog Talk. All right. All right. Some days I need a four-hour show, Mr. Raw. Some days I think I need a four-hour show now. It's not enough. All right, there's too much stuff that's going on. All right, you know, we just finished talking about the whole Mike Tyson incident. I'm sorry.
You know there's a way. You know there's a way that we can do that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we might have to switch over a different platform a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking about that. I was thinking about switching over a platform. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a big Twitter fan, and you know, Twitter has a platform right now. Those Twitter Spaces. I was thinking about jumping over to, you know, Twitter Space. Still maintaining, you know, what we're doing over here on Blog Talk, but I was thinking about jumping over to those Twitter Spaces. And maybe see about using that platform in the near future. So that's maybe one way. That's maybe one way, Mr. Roar. You know what I mean? But we got about an hour left in the show, and there's a couple more things I did want to talk about and try to get to this going. No, now as y'all know, I'm a political junkie. I'm a news junkie. All right, if I'm gonna watch anything on TV, there's more than a 75% chance that it's gonna be news or politics. And you know,
as such, you become very familiar with all of the players that are on mainstream media, you know what I'm saying, on these news channels, you know, whether it be, you know, Don Lemon or, you know, the former Chris Cuomo, who's been exiled apparently for a while for getting involved in a few different situations, or, you know, some of the people on MSNBC like Rachel Maddow or, you know, Joy Reid and these people. And they bring on, you know, their analysts or their specialists or their experts, you know, in their, you know, to try to, you know, bolster whatever it is, you know, they're trying to come, you know, that they're trying to, you know, put across, you know, to their audience. Well, you know, this person's expert or so and so and such and such. Well, one of these experts that they used to bring on a lot was a black fella by the name of Malcolm Nance. All right. Now, Malcolm was an all right guy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you watched him, you know, all right. He was supposed to be their kind of military analyst, their, I guess, their kind of their cloak and dagger specialist. You know, what was going on behind the scenes. He was supposed to be like some type of, at least that's the way he portrayed himself, as a, you know, CIA kind of a, you know, behind the scenes cloak and dagger, you know, kind of a guy that would come on and give his, you know, opinions and analysis of, you know, different situations and, you know, what was going on. All right. He was supposed to be the source that had the source. All right. And that's how he would come on MSNBC. You know, former Navy guy, you know, apparently spent, you know, a long time in the Navy, not quite sure, you know, what his rank or what level that he, you know, really, you know, rose to and what kind of missions that he went on and if he was involved in any kind of, you know, clandestine type activity or not. But, you know, nonetheless, quite recently with this outbreak of war in the Ukraine, all right, Mr. Nance, all right, has decided to put on the fatigues and the boot, grab a gun, all right, and put the cape around his neck and go on to Ukraine to be in the military to fight for Ukraine against Russia. Now, as I said earlier, Mr. Nance is a black guy. All right, now I look across the media landscape and shit, and I'm looking around to see what I see and who's who and what's what. And I don't see not one media figure, not one former military figure, all right, that's an analyst, all right, that's white, on mainstream media, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, any of those other, you know, right-wing media outlets like Newsmax. Yeah, I watch Newsmax, too, and OAN. And so I'm a junkie. I got it bad, y'all. I got it bad. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see none of those guys, I be talking all that crazy white wing stuff, none of them are jumping out the window, putting on a cape for Ukraine. But you got this black guy over here, Malcolm Nance. When I saw the picture, you know what I'm saying, because, when it first came out, you know, you see the picture on, you know, on the, you know, on the website and whatnot. He's in fatigue standing there. And, you know, the caption says something about no more talk, or I'm tired of talking, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, time for talk is over. So, you know, he's going to grab the gun and he's going to go to Ukraine and he's going to be super Negro for them. All right. Now, every time you turn on news media, one of their constant narratives is about, you know, difficulties in the black community, all right, violence in the black community. You know, they love to reference, you know, what's going on in Chicago and what may have gone on in Chicago for the past week or so, and how many people got shot or killed or whatever the case may have been. So, you know, Mr. Nance, you know, hasn't decided to, you know, enjoin that situation, you know, for the benefit of a black folks just like himself. He decided, you know, not even to, you know, go, you know, someplace to, you know, Kentucky or something and do it for the white folks here. He decided to go to Ukraine. I'm sorry, to go to Ukraine and to do it for, you know, the Ukrainians. Now, if that's not a bit of a extremist, coonish type of a situation, I don't know what to say about that. I really don't know what to say about that. JP, you got any thoughts about that? I don't know if you follow the politics and the news like I do. Are you familiar with Malcolm Nance?
I'm not totally familiar. I'm listening to you now, but I'm not totally familiar. But
okay.
if it's politics, it's shady.
Well, of course. I mean, everything is shady, brother. I mean, you know, just like you got sunshine, you got shade. There's a balance to everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you can't
right.
just have the sun. I mean, you just can't have daytime. You got to have nighttime too. You know? I mean, I do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I do understand that everybody loves the sunshine, but you know, if you didn't have that alternative, if you didn't have that other side of the coin, then you wouldn't know what the first side of the coin was, because there would be no difference. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a difference in order for each one to be able to, you know, be understood. You know, you got to be a difference.
That's true.
Be able to say, well, got to be say, well, this is the one and this is the other. You got to have a comparison. You know what I mean? But but that's definitely something that was, you know, bothering me a bit when I did see that picture. That's the first thing that I thought of when I saw that picture, that, you know, this guy, you know what I'm saying, this guy. And, you know, like I said, I like Malcolm Nance, even though he comes across as being a bit, you know, a little nose up in the air-ish and a little smuggish, and, you know, the way he comes across now, some people could say that I should be one to talk, because I've been told many a time by people who were upset at me how arrogant I am. So, you know, I've been put on that hot seat a time or two myself. Let me see. I don't know how much KV may follow that kind of stuff. Let me see if he has any thoughts on it. KV. Sound like KV is. It sounds like KV got the latest strain over there. What you smoking on, KV? What you smoking on?
Okay, first of all, hey, man, I salute your intellect. I salute your intelligence. And the fact that you're up on current events, A1, okay? Second of all,
I'm a junkie,
what
brother.
I'm a junkie.
I tell you, I'm a junkie.
I'm smoking on something y'all ain't going to see for a while over on the East Coast in the Midwest. It's called Hash Burger.
Hash Burger. Well,
yeah, man, it's got Han Solo Burger in it, and it's got GMO cookies in it, okay? And then my wife is on a 100 milligram, understand me?
I only took a piece.
Edible, okay?
Okay.
Now, what I mean by that is 100 milligrams.
I only ate a piece.
You guys, no one is going to, there's not a legal marijuana state,
no,
right, that has 100 milligram edibles, only Oregon, okay?
That's really good, then. Everything is accelerating.
Because they just passed the law earlier in the year, and we're just now feeling the effects of this shit now. Whoa. But that's another story. But anyway, back to Nance. Okay. I need my people to understand this, man. Do you guys know the Ukrainians for centuries to refer to us as niggas, monkeys, and everything else? Okay. When they were trying to evacuate, okay, they left their brothers behind. The blacks that was in their country behind,
we're talking about like last month, y'all. I just want to make people understand. We're not talking about 10 and 20 and 50 years ago. When you talking about
and
leaving
last
behind,
month, yeah,
we're talking about last month. All right, go ahead, Casey.
Yeah, okay. This is what I'm laughing at, this brother, though. Okay, among other things. Okay, and it is well known that Russians don't like us. Germans didn't, okay? So for him to take this stand, okay, is erroneous, is ignorant. Not only that, I don't know if anybody knows, the actual, one of the latest memos from the Peace Corps out towards African-Americans that plan to volunteer.
I know exactly what you're going to say. I saw that.
They state, hey, man, I want you guys to be partial and say it's okay to be called nigger and any other name
prepare,
that they choose to call you while you're helping them.
Prepare yourself. right? Prepare yourself to be called nigga by the people that you are going to help. All right?
To call let that audacity, bro.
Right? Let that sink in, folks. For the people that you are...
Feel
yourself.
Here, bro.
All right? Don't get upset when they start calling you nigga. All right? That's just how they are. All right? Just how they are. Don't mind them.
So what does it mean? What does it mean if 10 of them catch you and it's just 10 on one? So what does that mean? Don't be afraid to get killed if your ass get caught over there by yourself. Okay? And this is the Peace Corps. And that is an example of worldwide Caucasus audacity, man. That's how much we do not mean to them. And I want my people to understand that. For real. We don't mean crap to them, man. And for him to go over there is a sign that he has been victimized and compromised, man.
It's just a sign that, oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's just a sign that he's a son of white supremacy. So he's going to go over there and he's going to cape, you know what I'm saying? He's going to cape for the white guy. He's going to show what a good Negro I am, what a good nigga I am, both. You know what I'm saying? And then should he make it back, all right, alive, all right? And we hope that he does, all right? We hope that he does, all right?
I ain't going to feel sorry for this nigga if he don't. And
all right.
I got people that been in the military, so.
All right. Should he make it back alive, all right, if motherfuckers thought that he was an arrogant fucking now, he really going to be unbearable. He's going to be like, yeah, motherfucker, I went over there to Ukraine and shit. I was jumping out of planes and shit. Y'all niggas over here ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be the ultimate war analyst after this shit. Now, keep in mind, this motherfucker is... Right? Ain't nobody going to be able to say shit to this nigga after that. Like, nigga, you go sit down. Y'all call me if y'all need. All right? He going to be getting all the checks, doing all the lectures and shit. You know what I'm saying? Talk about how he survived Ukraine as a 61-year-old motherfucker. Now, we don't know if he on the front line or if he in the
man,
back.
That
in the,
motherfucker's
going to
be
saying?
Inside.
Probably.
He's going to be inside a control booth miles away.
Probably.
He's going to be inside headquarters.
That nigga in the officer's tent, you know what I'm saying, drinking fucking
whiskey
out of
coffee. He's in
his tent.
He's in a – he's going to be in a motherfucking secured building. Okay?
Yeah, right? You know what I'm saying? So
miles away.
Chances are, unless he –
they gonna try, man, they're trying to mold him as the next Colin Powell, man, if this is the case.
Maybe.
If he come back, they're going to mold that motherfucker as their next Colin Powell.
Maybe, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know if they're going to go that far with it, but he's definitely going to get bigged up a whole lot. He's going to get the whole machine going behind him, and he's going to have
the book
deal.
Yeah, they're going to clear Thomas's ass, man.
He's going to have the book deals, all right? He's going to have the motherfucking...
Thomas's ass, man.
He's going to have the miniseries on TV. He's going to have the movie on Netflix. He's going to have all that shit.
He's going to be the token nigga, man.
All right. As long as he don't piss off the wrong person and he come back alive. All right? Because that's what the... Now, if he don't come back alive, then, of course, the whole story is going to be about what a hero he was. All right? That's going to be what the whole narrative is going to be about then. You know, how bravely he fought. You know, and everything that goes along with that, and that's going to be, you know, how that's going to play out. But that's just another one of the things that, you know, I definitely have to talk about today a bit on today's show. We're going to jump into a little bit of music, then we're going to come back. I still got a couple more things to talk about, but we're going to get to this going. No, I promise. Big shout out to my dude Two-Face. I see you in the building, my dude. All right, we're going to come back. Right after this. All right, y'all, hold on tight.
Hi, Tariq. Off the site. Sonic Ministry. History in the making. I try to live life on life terms, yeah. But what the hell, man? Some men wanna burn. I get undertaker, collect the ashes for the urn. If you live like a worm, you get what you earn. Who want testament now? In the voice of Lennox, yeah. This track got me feeling purple haze like Hendrix. This is the leak, man. Feel the drip. Have you feeling lit like you slipped and broke a hip? Why be straight trip and catch a lick like a hick giving his wages to a porno chick? Ooh, I do this to stifle like a band off the Eiffel. I'm trying to be angelic like the angel Michael. Big house and new whips, all that stuff is so sick. And a brick house wife, and a smoking side chick. Don't get me wrong, I love the dough from the pound. But it's the knowledge of God that makes the world go round. I'm hitting you with comments cause you're standing in my range. This is no illusion, this is torment like Doc Strange. I'm hitting you with comments cause you're standing in my range. This is no illusion, this is torment like Doc Strange. I'm hitting you with comments cause you're standing in my range. This is no illusion, this is torment like Doc Strange. I'm hitting you with comments cause you're standing in my range. This is no illusion, this is torment like Doc Strange.
Some chicks look so good, but their mind is not ready. I don't know, I'd rather talk to a grown queen cause her mind is more steady. So here we go.
Mama never said it'd be days like this. I'm caught in the mist, puffing my black fist. But there's no color in a spiritual battle. I thought we were together before the Tower of Babel. Let me dumb this down, it's too deep for some ears. Some are more influenced by lies and fears, while others are clear and lose touch with reality. You can't be a cake man on a baker's salary. Know your ledge before you fall off a cliff. And don't put all your faith in Uber and Lyft. For some it's a curse, but to me it's a gift. Make yourself a legend instead of a man or a myth. I'm not pro-black or anti-white. I'm just focused on being, or being a light. While some remain strange and make false claims, I change my name while being that change.
I'm hitting you with currents cause you're standing in my range. This is no illusion, this is torment like Doc Strange. I'm hitting you with currents cause you're standing in my range. This is no illusion, this is torment like Doc Strange. I'm hitting you with currents cause you're standing in my range. This is no illusion, this is torment like Doc Strange. I'm hitting you with currents cause you're standing in my range. This is no illusion, this is torment like Doc Strange.
Segregation, they gave us Jim Crow. So our inventions, and we the minstrel show. Dr. King had a dream that we was free at last. But this modern day lynching is a invention from the past. It's gonna really take us to fix us. We want our own, not a seat on your bus. We rise up, they always try to defeat us. The broken system was never made to protect us. I can't breathe, cause I get no respect. Get your foot off my back and your knee off my neck. We suspect, cause our skin is black. We say black lives matter, they always deflect.
I just wanna be free, fighting to get these chains off so mean. When y'all gonna see that we more powerful, we're unity for. It's bigger than me, fighting for the ones that's coming after me. Still ain't got respect for me, heart is praising the ones that died for me.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of them joints.
Uh-huh.
It's one of them joints you gotta appreciate.
I need a moment of silence, let's kill the violence. You gave them a promise, I need more commas. For the money and the fame, while you was boarding that plane, they recognizing my name. I got a lot to gain from everybody who came to watch me do my thing. See, it's a beautiful thing when everybody was saying those words brought me a ring. Your boy is a true king, I'm Afrocentric. Trick. I said it, I meant it now. I'm just getting them started, so dearly departed. Hip-hop, I bought it, so many years recorded. But they trying to get rid of it, damn, are they illiterate? That's so unfortunate, they will never admit it.
Hey, yo, one turn, hey, yo, one turn. We done made it, boy. For real.
the top, boy.
This is the life we wanted. My jewels, I got a flaunt it. Now they all want to wear it. I hope you spiritually hear it. For listening to my music, I hope you all could use it on the road to the riches. When you got that feeling from an original vision, I'm just trying to come with it. I'm a born Jamaican, like why is that irrelevant? This is a plantation, got no time to be wasted. Man, woman, and child, let's all show him a smile. For playing your part well, now the music gon' sell. I'm nourishing them like kale, they must have thought I would fail. I ain't going back to jail, on everything I'll prevail. Those who believed in me when I did it for free.
Hey yo, one chain, hey yo, one chain. We done made it, boy. For real.
I was learning to be at the top of the tree, but they was hating on me. I had to shake them like leaves. This game will put you to sleep. Be careful of what you reap, cause what you sow in these streets could make them dig a hole deep. Your life was all in the creek. I was never a sheep. Watch me stand on my feet, I took a faithful leap. Be careful of what you speak, these devils are so weak. They playing that dead beat, now praying your soul keep. Wisdom, now do the knowledge, trials and tribulations. Let's not be evasive, I was so impatient when I wasn't being gracious with this hip-hop statement. Man, I'm so in tune to all these new and improved coons.
Hey yo, one chain. Hey yo, one chain. We done made it, boy. For real. To the top, boy.
Yeah, Dirty Bass and Radio. Big shout out to my dude, Two-Face. We're going to get him connected in just a minute. Matter of fact, let me see if I get him connected right now. Two-Face, what's good with you?
Man, everything, my bro. Moving and shaking. All right, man.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear, as always. All right. Definitely a pleasure to have you in the building once again. All right, we're going to get ready to get to this going. No, but before I do, you know, we've been talking about a lot of things today, touching on a lot of subjects, a lot of things going on. We had a fantastic guest a little bit early in the show. Bella Flame, young lady, hot artist, was in the building a little bit earlier. So you can definitely check that out, you know, in the archives.
Yeah, yeah, I wanted to call in around the 5:30 hour, but I was doing something on my end. I missed it.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? But you can definitely check out the replay in the archives after the show, you know, should you choose to. All right, and we definitely hope that you will. So, but yeah, we've been talking about a few things, you know what I'm saying? We had the, you know, we had an incident with your boy Tyson on the plane that went viral. I'm quite sure that you may have had an opportunity to see that. You know what I'm saying? I know you saw that and whatnot. You know,
yeah,
we also had, you know, I was also talking about, there's a gentleman named Malcolm Nance, who's a political commentator, a military specialist, at least that's how he's portrayed on MSNBC, that has decided to take up arms to help Ukraine. And keep in mind that Malcolm Nance is a black man. All right? Malcolm Nance is a black man.
Wow, I didn't hear about
Navy
that.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying, former Navy guy. He's also 61 years old. So, you know, I had my rant about that and his exploits and the stupidity of it, all right, a little bit earlier in the show. But there's a couple more things. I had a bunch of topics today. I had five, but I think I'm only going to get to four, unfortunately. So let me hurry up and do it so we can still do this going on. Now, also something that I saw, all right, across, you know, across the internet, across social media, Dwayne Wade, Dwayne Wade's son, all right, because that's what he is, I still say son, Dwayne Wade's son, who has, you know, him and the family, they decided to take the path that they, you know, decided to take. So, you know, you see, in the media, you know, the way that the young man has decided to portray himself, the way that the family, the direction that they decided to go in. Well, the latest thing, you know, besides him, you know, transitioning or being a, well, whatever the current phraseology may be, all right, it escapes me right now. But now he has apparently a boyfriend. Now, I saw a picture, and I wasn't really sure, all right, exactly what I was looking at. All right, I'll be honest, I wasn't sure what I was looking at. Now, I thought that this was Dwayne Wade's son, but I wasn't sure. And I thought that the person that he was now, because they're in an embrace and their lips are locked and they're in the passionate kiss. All right, and this is the picture that's, you know, posted out there. And this is, you know, right, the toxic white media, right? This is what they're putting out there, right? Now, keep in mind that by all accounts, by all definitions, this is, you know, I'm seeing this picture, so I'm thinking like, okay, wow, all right. Now, I come to find out later that, yes, it is Dwayne Wade's son. But the other person in the picture, who is a Caucasian, the other person in the picture apparently, all right, from what's been reported, is also transitioning, but in the opposite direction. So while Dwayne Wade's son wants to portray himself as being a girl, his boyfriend, all right, is actually born a female who wants to portray herself as being a boy. Take a deep breath, y'all. Take a deep breath, because I'm going to take a deep breath. Now, if this isn't some of the height of insanity of what's being put out for consumption, all right, now, this is, you know, being portrayed as being like the norm, all right, and what should be allowed. And this is an aggressive thing on all levels. Now, of course, you know, somebody like Dwayne Wade and, you know, his family, and you could even throw, you know, Will Smith and his family into this, you know, those families are, you know, put in those kind of positions, and they're portrayed and they're put out there as being accepting of this, and you have a large, you know, chorus of people who are in that that media class, that celebrity class, who, you know, push the envelope as far as they can. They're agreeable to everything. Whoever wants to do whatever they want to do, however they want to do it, it's fine. And we should all support it. Public, all right, the general public, me and you, all right, we don't think in those kind of, you know, extreme kind of views, you know, and such. So there's a certain kind of backlash that's always going on. You know, believe it or not, there is a lot of pushback that does go on. But being that, you know, the media, you know, has control over the networks and over the visual aspects, you know what I'm saying? They could have these folks come on TV and tell us repeatedly every night exactly how wrong we are. Well, y'all are wrong. Y'all shouldn't be like that. Y'all should be more accepting and more inclusive. And, you know, this is the phrase, these are the words, this is the phraseology that gets used, you know, to try to break you down and to convince you, you know, to go along with this, you know, extreme, you know, this extreme agenda. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's another thing that's, you know, that's in the news right now that's being pushed and promoted. And to go along with that, real quick, I'm going to try to get to all three. To go along with that is the whole situation in Florida with Disney. Now, DeSantis, you know, love him or hate him, you know what I'm saying? He seems like a real jerk to me, but it seems like he's going to be running. He's the governor down there, in case you're unaware of the name. Seems like he's going to be running for president, you know, during like the next cycle. So, you know, he's somebody to watch if you haven't been watching him already. All right. They passed a law down there. They don't want certain things of a sexual nature, of LGBTQ nature being taught to children. All right. Between, I think, the ages of maybe kindergarten and second grade. And then, you know, after that point, it should, you know, be age appropriate. Which you would think seems reasonable, all right? Now, coming out of Florida, I would have thought that they would have been, you know, real, like, really more wild with it. And I was expecting, when I heard them, I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't sound like, all right, you know. Now, I don't have children myself, but if I did, I would not want my kindergartner being taught, you know, about LGBTQ stuff. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's not, you know,
No. And then after a certain point, as they, you know, progress in their, you know, public school education, then certain things may get introduced at particular points that are age appropriate. But some folks seem to have a problem with that, and it seems like folks on the, you know, extreme left just wants to open up the floodgates and, you know, let everything fly. Now, there's been another picture in the media that I'm sure that some of y'all have seen, you know, because, you know, people have always, you know, visited the classroom, all right, to the kids, and they have people come into classrooms, you might bring, you know, your parent, you know, you do show and tell, or you might bring your parent up for career day, and, you know, all different kinds of stuff like that go on. You know, as a historical example, when the Twin Towers were hit, George Bush, the president, was in the classroom, reading to kids. So, you know, this is something that's, you know, always going on. But now some of the people that are coming into these classrooms are pure weirdos. I mean, you should see them. You know, they're in these crazy costumes, looking insane. And to be totally blunt about it, for those of you who are aware of what I'm getting ready to say, they come in these classrooms. I mean, there's one picture on the internet. I know y'all seen it. Like, I'm like, what is this creature? You know what I'm saying? Dressed up like this, in this costume, looking like the Baphomet. Compare the pictures. All right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. All right? Sitting in front of the classroom, talking to these kids. Like, what the fuck? Like, really? And for people to say that, you know, this is not something that's being pushed in the extreme, they're really not paying attention. All right, they're really, really not paying attention. So now for people that's been down to Disney in Florida, I don't know if Mr. Roy's been to Disney. Maybe he could talk about that. I haven't been there in years and years, so I can't say. But from what I understand, they're kind of, you know, like LGBTQ out, you know what I'm saying, on the Disney ground. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff that's coming out of Disney, people have said is, you know, kind of suspect right now in the way that they're going. And you know, because of their, you know, whole market is children. You know what I'm saying? That's their whole market. The whole market is children. So, you know, the way that they're going with things right now, people are looking at them with the, you know, with the side eye, like, you know, what are y'all doing? So they decided to push back against this law because, you know, they don't like it as reasonable as it sounds to me on the surface. All right. So Florida has decided to push back against them. And, you know, for you folks that may be unaware, Disney is like its own little fiefdom, all right? They got, like, governmental rights on their ground. So they're basically like their own little city, all right? And you have the Disney government. Yeah, seriously, all right? But because of their, you know, involvement, of course, you know, being that they are, you know, a corporation, and corporation have political rights because a corporation is a person, all right? And money is speech. Disney has exercised that right over the years and has been a donor to, you know, different politicians and their different campaigns. So, you know, they decided to flex their muscle. So Florida decided to flex their muscle and decided to yank their fiefdom from them and remove their governmental status and, you know, subsequently some of those tax exempt breaks that they were getting from them. Because of, you know, their, I guess, their extreme ideology and saying that, you know, this is something that Florida. And once again, this sounds extremely, extremely reasonable to me. But this is, you know, this is the push. All right. This is the push. Now, finally, last thing I'm going to talk about real quick. I know y'all seen this in the news. I'm going to open it up to y'all. We're going to do this going over real quick. The last thing I saw in the news, I know y'all saw this in the news. Gotta take another deep breath, y'all. Gotta take another deep breath. DJ Envy. All right. DJ Envy is in the news this week. All right. Him and his wife. His wife of 21 years. 21 years they've been married. Wow. All right. Gotta clap for DJ Envy. Married for 21 years. All right. All right. To the same woman. All right. Salute to him for that. All right. But apparently, his wife of 21 years has no problem publicly. Remember, we talked about this with Jada and Will. She has no problem publicly humiliating him. publicly and sexually.
All right, the same way we will.
Humiliating this man in public. Now, Envy is a public figure. He's on the radio every day and clubs, DJ, this, that, and the other thing. All right, do what he do. All right? She decided for whatever reason, she decided to come out and say that in the entire 21 years of marriage, she has faked every single orgasm with this man. He has never made this woman come, not once. Ain't that some shit? Now, what would prompt her to come out and publicly say this shit and humiliate and emasculate this man? Of course, that is the season for such behavior. It is the season. It is, you know, the emasculation of the man, particularly the black man in particular. It is the season. It is the trend. It's quite popular. All right? And it seems to me that, okay, folks, right, we've done wrong all the media, all right, all of the traction, all right, that we could get out of Will Smith. He's just about done, all right. We need a new asshole, all right. We need a new public simp, all right, to be portrayed in the media for us to all point and laugh at. And for him to have to stand there and pick it. So this is where we are with it. This is where we are. Told y'all I had a lot to say today. Whole lot to say. All right, let me go to my man, Mr. Roy, and we're going to jump to Two-Face. Gave you a whole lot to digest right there. You got any thoughts on it?
First of all, okay, I haven't been to Disneyland in a long time, so I really don't know how divided or how segregated for LGB situation is down there. Out here, it's like, you know, I'm from New York, so you know what, I was at a point in my life that when I went to New York City, don't be surprised, you don't know what you're going to see, and you know, everybody
now is different. Yeah, it's different now.
You know, don't be surprised. You never know what you're going to see. So, you know, down here is, you know, no better bush, no better barrel. That's a Jamaican saying, So, you know, that right there is to each his own. Now, the thing about Dwayne Wade situation, you know, nowadays they're trying to be, you know, this saying, living your own truth. Or be true to yourself, or living your skin. So, you know,
I mean, I get it, Mr. Roy, but we talk about a child. I mean, I don't even think this kid is 15 yet. I think he's like maybe 12.
That's my point. My point. I was about to allude to that. So my point is, you know, the things that you were exposing to this child, for this child to feel this way at such an early age and stage, is, you know, to be questioned. Because, okay, let's be real. When we were coming up, there was just certain things that we didn't know about until we got to a certain age, unless we snuck around and seen it or we heard it from outside the house, you know? So for you to be so attracted and want to transition and then be with somebody who's transitioning too, it's, you know, some of the kids are confused. Like when, like, you know, people are going to get mad, but to me, same sex raising an individual child that's the opposite sex is not 100% right. Okay. I don't care what the woman can think they're going to teach a man how to be a man. They're not going to always be successful. And what a man is thinking that he's going to teach a girl how to be a girl, they're not going to always be 100% successful. that does not, it doesn't, you know, it does the reason why you had one of each in your household to say, all right, Johnny, go outside. Your daddy's going to teach you how to catch the baseball. And then Laura, go in the kitchen with your mom. She's going to show you how to bake that cake. Now, I'm not saying it can't go both ways and Johnny can't go in the kitchen and Laura go outside, but tradition, you know, it's like they're all trying to go against tradition and saying that right. we don't have to follow the criteria, we don't have to go the same rules that y'all came up with, don't have to be the same rules, put them on timeout, don't beat them, don't scold them that way, or don't punish them in that fashion. But, you know, certain things was taken too far in certain households, and certain wasn't.
Okay.
I wasn't beaten. All right. I wasn't beaten a lot. I wasn't.
Okay.
I wasn't. That's,
all right.
That's just point blank. But I knew
all right.
not to do certain things. I was taught properly. You know, so when you see
I
this now and the kids are growing so confused, and you want to, you know, allow them to be, boy, I don't even know. I'm gonna jump off of that. Now,
all right.
To me.
All right. Well, hold on a second, Mr. Hold on a second. Hold on, because we're getting a little bit short on time, and I did want to bring in a couple more voices before we run out of time and at least play a couple of songs for the Go and Know. So, hold on.
You shouldn't have brought that rant right there in there. You shouldn't have brought
well,
that.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry, brother. It's a dirty basement show. I mean, I got it. I told y'all I had a lot to talk about. But, yeah, you know, so I had a lot to talk about today. So let's see if we can bring in a couple more voices real quick. JP, I know I put a lot on the plate, but, you know, anything that, you know, piqued your interest?
Yeah, absolutely. The word that comes to mind is eugenics, and that's spelled with an E, E-U-G-E-N-I-C-S. And that started back in the whenever, 1900, 1800, maybe it's been before then. But that's basically, eugenics is basically taking down the population. So between war is one of the main things, that's eugenics. Abortion, that's eugenics. Even the food we eat, the poisoning of the food, that's eugenics. This is just me talking. This is just me putting three and three together. But even with seeing like that picture you were talking about, even the Disney World, even how everything is just like trying to degrade men and degrade women. When you degrade the men, you degrade now. It's like everything is just mixed up, but it's like they're trying to stop procreation. They're trying to stop people from being born. So anything they can do, whether you have the dragon queen, that's what it is, the dragon queen. The drag is just short. It's a dragon queen coming into these classes, going into the classes in South Africa where Shaka Zulu was running around chopping niggas' heads off. When you see that, that's just a form of eugenics, because if they can get everybody to turn, if they can get somebody to chop up their private parts and not have any children, that's their goal. So now you done cut off a whole lot of people, because the Georgia Guidestones and Georgia Guidestones talk about decreasing the population to, what I don't know, it's like 500 million or something like that, whatever they have up there. But everything we're talking about, to me, is eugenics now, like war, even a war in Ukraine.
Okay.
That crazy guy going over there in Ukraine, like, that's eugenics. Like, they're killing people. I don't know what they're doing over there, but they're killing people. Every time I hear reports, 100 people were killed in the sub, you know. So that's what I think it is.
Okay. Okay. All right. We definitely got the point on that. Let me bring in Two-Face. All right, Two-Face, is there anything that you want to pick up on?
I mean, you know, the talk get extensive, you know what I mean? I'm not even really trying to touch that topic like that right now. I mean, clearly see what's going on. You know, you people got so much tricks up their sleeves and things that they've been doing, you know what I mean, undercover to where now it's being, you know, exposed and all that good stuff. But, yeah, I'm not really even trying to touch all of that right now. Let's get to that Go On No, because I'm trying to send somebody music home.
Okay, I'm a man Two Faces. He's feeling itchy right now. He ready to tell me, don't you ever play that shit again. All right, we're going to get to that. He ready. All right. I got you, brother. All right, hold on tight.
Mm-hmm.
I got one more call I got to get to. Hold on tight. All right, I got an 803 area code. Let me get them connected right quick and see what's good with them. 803, you're live on the air. Talk to me.
Yeah, I've been listening, Sam. I mean, yo, it's definitely crazy. But I do want to touch on the envy thing, man.
Go ahead.
I mean, listen, man, 21 years, shorty come out and say that about old boy, man. You know what's more behind it, man.
There won't be a 20-second. I don't give a fuck what was behind it. I don't give a fuck. And it's the same thing I said with motherfucking Will Smith. All right, these bitches ain't got no problem putting this shit out in public. And for what? For what? For clout? Because it's the popular thing to do? Or let me say this. Let me get some attention. Let me sell a book. Let me get called on some TV shows for some interviews. I could go on The View or some shit because I said this shit. Then we could all get together, or then we could all get together and fucking cackle at the men. That's what this shit is.
I think, man, women, when as men, man, we do give women the sense of entitlement sometimes.
We do.
When you give her too much.
Facts.
You give her too much.
Fact.
When you give her too much, man, she going to take that shit and run with it, man. Because that's just like real quick, I'm going to say this. Let me touch on this, man. No, if a woman sees that you're weak, I don't care how she is or what she is. If she sees that that you're weak, she's going to do what she's going to do, man. That's just like there's certain things you're going to do to certain people that you know you can't get away with if you do it to other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Let's be for real.
Right.
And that's what women do, too. If you weak, they gonna use it. Believe that.
All right, no doubt. All right, that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? I can't dispute nothing that you said on that. That's a whole fact. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to always keep your eye on the situation and, you know, judge the situation, judge yourself in the situation in real time in terms of how that you're going to respond to it. And you got to learn what to accept and what not to accept. You know what I'm saying? Dudes accept way too much. You know what I'm saying? Dudes accept way too much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to be like, well, you know what I'm saying? Dudes accept way too much. And that's how a lot of fellas get in the predicament that they find themselves in. All right. But we definitely appreciate you, all right, coming in the building. All right. Real quick. All right. Let me get to this going note. All right. Like my man Two-Face said. All right. He wants to send somebody music home. All right. Definitely, hopefully, maybe some people might survive the cut this week. We've been having some difficulties with some of these artists, man. Some of this music is like, sometimes it should be horrendous. I ain't even going to lie. All right, folks. All right, let's squeeze it in. We're going to run a little bit of overtime. We're going to run a little bit of overtime today, but it's all good. All right, help me out with this. All right. I got a KV in the building, got JP in the building. Of course, my co-host, Mr. Roars, in the building. Two Faces in the building. All right. This is how we getting it in today. Got a situation that's going on right now. So let's get it in. All right, first artist up on deck goes by the name of Fly Street J. All right, this song is called You Already Know, but we're going to find out right now. Let's see what's really good going on. Oh, I'm sorry. What am I doing? Are we going so fast, Mr. Roy? I don't know. We got to do it, Mr. Roy. All right, we're going to have to do an abbreviated one, Mr. Well. We got to do an abbreviated one. All right, but we got to do it right. All right, got to do it
to these songs ahead of time, so please don't judge us and please don't be mad at us for when you hear some trash. And here we go.
All right, once again. All right, first artist up on deck goes by the name of Fly Street J, and this song is called You Already Know. All right, let's find out.
go somewhere in the mountains, up in the snow. Yeah, you already know. Hop in the drop, we can slide down the coast. Hit the beach, warm sand on your toes. Yeah, you already know. Baby girl, it's time to go somewhere in the mountains, up in the snow. Yeah, you already know. Hop in the drop, we can slide down the coast. Hit the beach, warm sand on your toes. Yeah, you already know. It's been a minute since I seen you a sight to see. Big vibes when we link, kick it like Bruce Lee. Handle business, you a boss, girl. You just like me, classy, sophisticated, and smart with a college degree. Hey, stop playing hard. Get, you know I'm lit like a Christmas tree in this shit. When I walk in the room, God send me in this. We fly, we be shutting haters down disrespectfully, respectfully, no cap. You would better look next to me, not worried about your ex. He can never get next to me.
All right, we're going to have to cut these songs short, and that one definitely deserves it. I don't know why these dudes be putting these songs out that sound like that. That sounds terrible. And it's not just because we're listening to it over the phone. That sounds terrible. It sounds like it was recorded or sounds like it was under-recorded. I don't know what's going on with that song, but I don't know. Dude had a real good-looking, you know, like album cover, though, but I guess that's where it ends at. All right, Mr. Roy, talk to me.
And I don't know if it was me, but it was very low quality, man. I couldn't barely hear it.
Very. Yeah, very.
It had a decent little swing to it that made me want it to actually hear it. But just judging from what I heard and the quality, I'm going to say no. They got to go back and make that better.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right. No doubt. All right. Off the bat, Two-Face. You should knock this one out the park. All right, brothers, all you. What you got to say about it? Anything?
What are you talking
to me? All right, Two-Face, we can't hear you right now. What's good?
Oh, yeah, man. You already know that shit was trash.
All right, straight like that. All right, I ain't even going to hold you. All right, 803, talk to me, brother.
We ain't got nothing to talk about.
All right, straight like
we
that.
We ain't got nothing to talk about, nah. It was all right, but I mean it had a swing, but like I said, it was low though. But I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just like the ice cream truck was coming again, but it was cool though.
Okay, all right, JP3, what's your thought? Real quick.
I agree with everybody else, but I do think it had potential, and I think the brother just needs to go get his levels right, basically, and just mix it better. Because I was wondering, right. I was looking at my connection bad, because the other songs, I could hear everything clear. But, yeah, he needs to just reproduce right now, so no.
And this is something that's, you know, out there for public consumption. It's crazy. It's crazy. Y'all are crazy.
Yeah,
all right, KB, talk to me.
Hey, man, I'm watching Brooklyn and Boston, man. But on the real, make sure y'all, hey, if there's anybody out here listening, man, make sure that your engineer or you guys send the right files. Oh, should he hit that? Send the right files, man. Okay. That's a no because you probably sent the wrong file and I am hoping and praying that that brother or that young person or that person sent the wrong file because it can't
happen. But once again, bro, they got this on, I ain't going to say the name of the website, but they got this out on websites that us DJs use to download music from. So this is out there for public consumption for all of us DJs.
Oh, my God. Like I said, make sure the right files
are there. People, but
God
right, but
damn, how do you let
right,
that go out?
It.
No.
All right, we're starting off on a bad note with that one. Let's see if we can make it a little bit better with this next one. I don't know. Let's try this one right here. Articles by the name of Kaboom Holy. All right, the song is called Captain Diamond. All right, let's check this one out. See what he's talking about. Go and know.
My brother fearing with another bang.
Yeah. 2619.
Bah.
Yo.
It's the charm.
She think I'm gon' sink for this. She think I'm gon' sink for this. Girl, I went to Nick for this. I'm in for this. I'm in for this. She think I'm gon' miss this shit. Baby, I just hit for this. I'm about to take a sip with this. I'm in this bitch. Captain Diamond. Plenty bees, plenty bees. Captain Diamond. I'm shining on this boat with ease. Captain Diamond. Selling bees, selling bees. Captain Diamond. Titanic. moving target. I can't miss with this.
I ain't.
She a moving target.
She
my stick gon' hit with this.
It is.
I went too neat for this.
I did.
My nigga got me shot. My ears kick flip with this.
It does.
I'm shining and I'm grinding. And I scream y'all to let.
All right, that was Kaboom Holy. That's called Captain Diamond. All right, I don't know what to think about that one. All right, at least it sounded better than the first one, but I don't know what dude was talking about. All right, maybe y'all can help me out a little bit. Maybe y'all can help me out. Help me out a little bit. JP, help me out. What was he talking about? Well, first,
you know what?
Like,
I
it,
have...
like it? What do you think about the song?
Look, I think I liked it, but here's the thing. I was trying to understand what he was saying. I didn't know what he was saying, and then he made me laugh. So I said, you know what? It's a go for me. Because the brother has his own sound. I don't think he sounds like anybody. He sounds like he's trying to do something original. I don't know what he was talking about, but he has a sound, so I'm going to give him a go.
That's true. I will give him credit for that. It did have an original sound to it, but I don't know what he was talking about.
I don't know what he was talking about. Straight up.
All right, 803, talk to me. What's good?
Yeah, it was definitely different. Definitely different, though. I give him a go. I ain't going to lie. I give a little homie a go.
Okay, go ahead and give him a go with it. All right, no doubt. I was digging the uniqueness of the song, I guess. All right, let me see what KV thought about it. KV, what do you think about the song?
Man, I was laughing, too.
I'm still
laughing, man. I'm like, who is them cats? That kid's rapping?
All right, so was you laughing enough to like it?
No.
No.
No. Wow. I mean,
okay.
All right. No, man.
Okay.
I mean, no, man.
All right. KV not fucking with it. All right, I feel you. All right, you got to keep it moving. All right, we're definitely going a little bit overtime tonight. Going to try to squeeze in a couple of joints. But, man, KV said, nah, I'm not fucking with that one. All right, let me see what Mr. Raw got to say. Mr. Raw, talk to me. What do you say about that song?
Ad-libs are too loud. Takes away.
Oh, the app?
The style was sporadic, and he's trying to be energetic. But the ad-libs are just way oversaturated. The ad-libs are louder than the verse. He's like, we're going to dance, and we're going to gambling. That's just, give me all the level energy, and then I might accept his style better. For me, you know me because I'm an engineer, so that's a no-brainer.
Okay. All right, Two-Face, what do you think about the song? What's your thought?
Yeah, I didn't understand what the artist was talking about on that song, so that's a no-go for me.
That's a no-go. All right, there we go with another one. Damn. All right, we're 2 for 2. We're 2 for 2 on the no side. That's not a good look. All right, come on, artists. Y'all got to do better. Next artist up goes by the name of Rack Boy Cam. This song is called NFNA. All right, let's check this one out and see what he's talking about. Go or no?
Come on, come with me, bitch. Back to back with the
Nancy
Richard. These niggas ain't no kin of mine. At the finish line. One more step and I'm out of here. No fuck niggas allowed in here. Stay on my lane, I got too many hoes. You return from the case, I got too many goals. They saying they live, but they don't want smoke. They say that I'm acting, I'm playing my role. She popping that pussy, don't want me to leave. Like stars in the race when I lift in my sleeve. I pull on her head and I buy a new weed. Missing 1.7 when they coming to see. You pay for her phone, she always on mine. You say that she yours, she say that she mine. I do it with ease. I'm not like you, boy, I'm one of a kind. I'm so daddy, try to see who winning. When he asked about his business, tell him mine is business. Designer that take out her all on her knees. You knew she was hit when she got in my feet.
All right, that was Rack Boy Cam. All right, as far as I'm concerned, definitely the best of the bunch so far. Let's see what my folks got to say about it. Mr. Raw?
You know when you're doing something on the internet and it says check this box if you're not a robot?
Okay.
Okay, we all understand that auto-tunes is being used and that's the new normal. But sometimes you're using it so much that his whole verse sound like it was a robot.
was just too much auto-tune, or he wasn't used properly. He sounded like a robot to me. And some of the stuff was not understandable. You know, I'm getting to understanding I like auto-tunes, but not when it's so oversaturated. Sound like a robot. Not for me.
Not for Mr. Raw. No, no, no. All right, 803, are you fucking with it?
Nah, I ain't with that.
Nah, you're not fucking
with it
either.
That gotta
wow.
go. Nah, that gotta go.
I look like the Sharks are gonna get fed good tonight. A lot of things getting thrown overboard. KV, you feel the same way?
Yeah, man, that's a no go, bro. A no go.
No go for Duke. That's a no go. All right, JP, talk to me.
Yeah, I felt like I was listening to the same rapper, Future, one of them. I agree with Mr. Brawl on that robot shit, but it wasn't. I don't know if I use the word robot. I'd use the word clone. Like, he sounded like somebody just cloned him and threw somebody else, the same nigga on the track. I don't know what he was saying. It's a no for me.
Okay. All right, Two-Face, you get the last word on this one. What do you say?
No.
Two-Face, you're in the street. Ain't nothing good tonight. My folks are shutting everything down. All right, this is not good. This is not good. All right, let's try something a little bit different. Let's try something a little bit different. I think this one might be a reggae tune. All right, judging by the title, I think this might be a reggae tune. All right, an artist goes by the name of Lon Don. All right. And the song, all right, I'm going to need Mr. Roy to help me translate. I think this is Semi Da Adi. All right, I hope I'm saying that right. But I guess we're going to find out right now. Let's see what he's talking about. Go or no.
Aye, my thank you. I think that's the one, you know.
Move, brother, finna.
I fuck with the real, I don't fuck with no fake niggas, that's anybody who I came with. Carl London and Raekwon, that's CLI gang shit. You a pussy, you might flick. I'm a dog, nigga, Mike Vick. Your homie said you was cold as hell, we'll see if you can taste this ice cream. Nigga, I come through with the nice shit. My tour top be like a white bitch. She like Poppy, you cold as hell. I'm like, yeah, bitch, I'm like this. See, that's some shit you don't understand. Yo, big homie, my little mans. I'm big homie, I'm rich homie. And me and Quan got big plans, yeah. You niggas just steady bluffing, yeah. Talking loud, ain't saying nothing, yeah. You niggas just steady bluffing, yeah. Talking loud, ain't saying nothing, yeah. Addy, I bet I be that faster than the Uber. Send me the Addy. I bet I be that faster than...
Okay, well, I don't need no translation for that shit. This Ebonics motherfucker, this shit ain't reggae at all. But, all right. Let me see what my folks think about it. We're running overtime right now. We're running overtime. Let me go to 803 right quick. 803, what do you think about that song? Send me the Addy. All right.
It was all right. You know what I mean? It was all right. That's all right. I could give him.
Right,
it was
one.
All right.
It was all right. All right. Well, you got one. You got one. All right. I'm a man over here likes it. Let's see if we can keep that energy going. All right. He's just fucking me up. I'm thinking that's some reggae shit. All right. I tell y'all, we don't listen to these ahead of time. All right, Two-Face, talk to me. What do you think about the song?
He wasn't saying nothing to me, but nope.
All right. All right, Two-Face is shutting everything down tonight. I guess he's in shutdown mode. All right, Mr. Roy, you shutting this one down?
No, actually, no, because he actually was saying a couple of things. A comparison to all the other songs. All the other songs is like, keep them in the garbage. This one, you know when you crumble up a piece of paper, you throw it away and go, wait a minute, let me look at that paper again.
Right.
You know? And find out if that 803 is an artist. You know, saying, you know, he's critiquing very knowledgeably. So let's find out if he's an artist.
Well, actually he is. I actually know who that is. Actually, he is. All right, let me see. Let me go to KV right quick. KV.
That was the best song played all day so far. I mean, on the Go or No show.
Okay.
That's the best one. But it sounds too much like Pop Smoke, man. And, you know,
okay,
I mean, yeah, it's a good song. He was saying something. But when you keep trying to do what everybody else doing, man, and, you know, I didn't hear no, I heard original lyrics, but I just heard Pop Smoke. If I want to hear Pop
okay.
Smoke, I'm a plane.
All right, so you're giving it a go on no?
No.
You're giving it a no. All right, JP, you get the last word on this one.
Well, I totally agree with KV, so it's going to be a no. And I was, that's exactly what I said when you turned it off. I said, well, damn, was that Pop Smoke or whoever this was rapping? So I'm going to give it a no just because of that. But other than that, the song was well put together. He had a decent levels, nice verse, nice hook. You know what I'm saying? But he sounds just like Pop Smoke.
Okay. All right.
So it's
all
a
right,
no
for all me. Right, all right. All right, JP is also giving it a no. Look like this one might be, I don't know, either 50-50 or 60-40. You might have to go back and check what's going on with this one. Some people liked it, but they did have some reservations about it, you know, being a sound alike with the late Pop Smoke. All right, running over time, but I'm going to try to squeeze them all in before we get on out of here. Our next artist up on the deck goes by the name of, I hope I'm saying that right, I'm sorry. All right. But the song is called Bees Up. All right, and let's see what this is. Go or no.
Hey, 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 hey. Wait, I've been living, people say I need Jesus. I be out my mind, I don't need drugs. But I don't think twice when I'm geeked up. First leaked in my shit, I ain't breathe up. My bitch trying to smoke all my weed up. You know what I'm on, ride around, window down with my beat up. It's an F Sport, nigga, keep up.
All right, that's Rucci. All right, song is called Bees Up. All right, let me go to Two-Face first. Two-Face, all right, did this one do anything for you?
I mean, you know, they don't really do nothing for me, to be honest with you.
Like,
you don't sound like a... Like the last one, you know, I was being a little hard. Yeah, you know, you sounded too much like Pop Smoke, so you know, I just shut it down real quick. This one right here, you know, he got his own little style. Ain't nothing special, spectacular. He ain't really do nothing for me. So I'm going to give it a no.
You're going to give it a no. All right. He on the nonstop streak today, boy. Two Faces, like... Nah, y'all niggas ain't doing it right. All right, JP.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna give it a go. That brother sound like a young brother, and I kind of, I don't know. I like his young flow. I like it a little bit. I just like just tell him to keep working on it, and I'm gonna give it a go. It was lighthearted, kind of, you know, the vibe. I had a lighthearted vibe with that. And a bouncy roller skating, whatever, you know. So I'm gonna give it a go. Sounded kind of fun. I'm gonna give it a go.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me go over here to 803. Now, first off, 803, you want to tell folks who you are?
I thank you. I definitely thank you for giving me a little promotional time when you join. I'm A1 of A&D Corp. We got a couple of things out there in the works right now, trying to get those spent out. But as far as the other song, though, I was definitely feeling the chorus, though. The chorus had a little bob to it, so. But, yeah, I was definitely feeling that.
Okay. All right. No doubt. Let's see. All right, KV.
Hey, you talking about rolling my weed up. Hey. Is that what he's saying, rolling my weed up?
Can't go wrong, right? Can't go wrong with that, right?
Yeah, man, rolling my weed up. Hey, yeah, he's a go, man. He's a go, man. Yeah, that's a go. He said right. He didn't have no auto-tune on there, man. You know? Yeah.
I got you, baby. All right, my man, Kate.
All right, my man KV ain't need nothing. He ain't need no more lyrics after that. The minute he said he rolling no weed, my man KV said it was a go. All right? Ain't that right? All right, that's it, KV? That's it? That's all you needed?
Hey, man, it had that vibe, and hey, man, you know, come on, man. If you're not happy rolling up no weed, man, something's wrong.
You ain't never lie. You ain't never lie. That's the truth. All right, my man KV. My man KV must be smoking some of that happy weed right now because he's happy as a motherfucker. I told you different weed got different effects. Y'all didn't believe me. Mr. Roy, you didn't believe me. You see it right now. My man KV, happy as a motherfucker, boy. All right, so what you thought about that last song?
When isn't KV happy when he rolling? KV stay happy.
Yeah, but it sounds like he's ecstatic right now, though. He is ecstatic right
hell
now.
Hell yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I give the last one a go because I could actually understand him, you know, and I appreciated that as far as the artistry goes. I could understand a couple of words that was coming out of his mouth. He was riding the beat, and it was an all right beat, so I give that one a go.
I got a little something here. Got a little something with that one. All right. Next artist up on deck real quick, G Yancey and DJ Young RMO. All right, this is called How You Been. All right, let's check them out, see what they're talking about. Going up.
Armand, you made this.
Please leave your message for...
Girl, I hope you don't take no offense. Got me swinging right back, how you been? To the law, said I wanted it ten. I don't care about none of your friends. When I pull up, you better get in. Said I won't, but I'm trapping again. She said I'll be banging the pen. It's like gambling to win. Cause you know if you gon' hate on me. If you get a little time, just wait on me. When you throw bounce, when you stay on me. When I'm down in my car, for the stay on me. When I'm gone, just put no pay on me. If the nigga try to offer you a whole bunch of money, like when you just pick up my tray on me. I sit back and think and then wait on me. Like if you wanna, I sit back and think. I rub a bank, my life be great. I take it with me, we go on a date. She from the trenches like nuggets and grapes. No, I just not a shorty, we down for whatever. So why just be calling the base? She said that I'm for you, that it just fuck up your order. I'm in that net like a trait. Young nigga, I was brought up in poverty. Keep it real, cause you don't got a lot of me. Take me out the hood, not the hood out of me. Then what I supposed to do?
All right. This is our last song of the day. This is G Yancey and DJ Young RMO. That's called How You Been. Mr. Roth, you up first.
NW, need work.
All right, needs work. Mr. Roth giving it a no. KV, what's your thoughts? Real quick, go and no.
Ask my wife, man. My wife just heard it, man. My wife just heard it. Tell her what you think.
All right, Mrs. KV, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
All right. Doing well. So what do you think about the song?
Tell the truth. Tell what you told me.
I thought it sounded like a broke fuckboy song.
What? Sound like a broke fuckboy song. Wow. Sounds like a broke fuckboy.
Fuckboy on a
Mrs. KV, always giving the real. Always giving the real. All right, enough said. All right, ain't got to say no more after that. All right, that's a hard no. All right, that's a hard no. She is hilarious. Yo, she is hilarious. Wow. All right. A1, talk to me, baby. What do you think about the song?
Nah, I can't. I can't do that.
You're not doing that one. All right, look like
nah,
you're not gonna end on a good. You're not gonna end on a good note. It's not looking good. All right, Two Face. All right, last song of the night.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, what are you talking about? All right, so that's a definite no. It's crazy. All right, JP3, talk to me.
Yes, now food.
Yeah, eat it. It didn't catch my attention at all, so it's a no. It just sounded like some shit was on repeat from early. I don't even know what that
come
was.
Come on,
it was a no for me.
Come on. Let me tell you that ain't no.
All right, JP is shutting it down, too. All right, he said he don't know what he's talking about, couldn't vibe with it, none of that's going on. And unfortunately, we have to shut it down on a bad note with that last song. So, artists, y'all got to do better. Ran a little bit overtime today, but we had a lot to play, had a lot to say.
Big shout out to everybody who came through. Big shout out to our guest today, Bella Flame. We definitely appreciate her coming through. Make sure y'all go back and check the archives of any part of the show that you may have missed. All right, before we get on out the door, Mr. Roy, you got any last words before we go?
Man, peace and blessings to everybody who showed up and showed out and gave us some music and helped us with the critiquing. And follow the timeline. We got things going on throughout the week. So I'm going to see you guys on Thursday in the BSE show. Peace and blessings and be safe. You?
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Raw. Once again, thank everybody so much for coming through. I make sure y'all come back on Mondays. I appreciate to be in the building along with JP3, who was in the building tonight, helping us out so much with the Go and Know. They'll be in the building at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you'll make sure y'all go through and check them out. All right, once again, thank y'all so much. I'll be back in the building next week with a brand-new show. Y'all stay tuned to your social media, all right, for the update. All right, y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Girl. Wow. You looking good. I just keep waiting. I can't wait to get at you. I can't wait to get at you. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with you. Ooh, can't wait to get at you. I can't wait to get at you. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya, true. You can see it when you're looking in my eyes, the way I'm looking at your side. No, I'm not one of those guys to waste your time. No, it's not part of the plan. Not trying to be a man. Well, maybe just a fan. And let it grow slow. Don't get it confused. You have nothing to lose. Only when you snooze. If that's what you choose, let me tell you the news. It is what it is.
True.
Go hard or go home. Leave well enough alone. I'ma set the tone. And I'ma make you moan like you was home alone. Cause I'ma give you a bit. I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True. Tell me really what you wanna have done. Come on girl, we'll have fun. Let us two become one. Act like you know. Oh, there's a need for you to start to be shy, especially when you're so damn fly. Please don't let this time pass us by, cause I'm ready to go for broke. Ain't no shame on my game, mama do what I claim. Show you I'm no lame, Raw's one and the same. There be no one to blame when you're calling my name. So let's see what you got, cause I'ma hit the spot. This is the last drop, I want you to make it pop. Till I pay you stop, girl, that's my aim.
Real
talk. I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True.
Girl, let me get at ya. Once I get ya, then I got ya. I'ma try my best to break you off something proper. And like an opera, I'ma make you hold a note. With the time on the board, I'm on your body like a coat. No, I'm not trying to go. I'm gonna show a mood. Do what I gotta do just to get you in the mood. I'm gonna make you ooze till I burn out your fuse. Tell me, how can I lose with the method that I choose? You know there's no rules, there is a safe word. If you can't take it no more, you can scream out a verb. And then I halt. I understand it's my fault. I don't want you thinking of some type of assault. I take it easy to make you feel good, believe me. Until you want to return the favor and tease me, squeeze me, and hold me tight. You feel me? You got my undivided attention.
I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. I'ma paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. True.